Guys, give him back!
Cody in the middle!
And man, he's a doll, dude, and we'll give him to you.
He's not a doll, he's an action figure human man!
Well, then you're not gonna get him back.
Guys, where'd he go?
I don't know. I don't see where he went.
What if he's broken?
Well, then God has answered my prayers. I've been praying for years for that bitch to die.
Ken, are you back there? Are you up there, buddy? Ken, speak to me. Ken, no, is he in here? No? Where could he be? Chef Pee-Pee?
Not right now, whiny-ass boy. I'm about to turn this bitch to Pompeii. Oh, watch this.
What are you...
Oh, Cody, I'm about to... I'm a nasty nigga. Oh, I'm a messy nigga. Look at me.
This science, nigga. You ever seen science before? I'm basically Bill Nye in this bitch.
I mean, it looks like a mess to me.
Yeah, Isaac Newton made messes and shit. And look at him now. All dead, but he a scientist and shit. Man.
Okay, well, have you seen Ken?
No, why would I see Ken when I'm over here trying to make science experiments?
Okay, fine. Where could he be? Maybe he's behind the fridge. Ken, hold on, buddy. Are you back there?
Ken, there you are. Okay, I'm coming. Well, fuck me. Well, I guess we can't really do that behind the fridge, no, can we? But I'm no quitter. I'm still coming. Oh, shit, it is tight. I'm almost there. Oh, shit. Ken, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I have a really nice view of your gooch, though, but I can't move. Oh, no. Help! Somebody help me! Help, I'm stuck behind the fridge. Help, please. Oh, no. This is bad. Help!
Help! Oh, Kaboom, you bitch! Oh, fuck Thomas Edison! I'm gonna turn this bitch to Hiroshima! Yeah, nobody alive after that shit.
Oh, that sounds so fucking cool.
Is Cody still looking for Ken?
I guess so, dude. Or maybe he found him and is making out with him on some Brokeback Mountain shit.
Oh, okay, let's just take Ken and throw him in the deep end of the pool to make Cody have to go swim for him.
Oh, dude, that's sick. Let's do it.
Cody, did you find Ken? We think you and Ken should go swimming.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, Jesse, you sound like Patrick Clear Throat. Oh, my God, Joseph, look at this mess. When I was throwing Ken, I must have knocked over a glass of soda. We have to get out here before Chef Pee-Pee notices.
Junior!
Oh, I'm sorry, Chef Pee-Pee. It was all Joseph's fault. We were throwing Ken. I threw him in the kitchen and it knocked over the soda. I'm sorry.
What the hell are you talking about?
The soda.
Oh, that's just leftover Hiroshima. They ain't want to sign no treaty. You know how that shit go.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I invented, or excuse me, discovered this crazy-ass chemistry experiment. It, look, all you need is Mentos and a Diet Coke, and then you put them together, and then kaboom, that shit go crazy.
What, it goes kaboom?
Yes, kaboom.
Like a bomb?
Like a fucking bomb. Better. You know what? A fountain of soda. A soda fountain, if you will. I invented the fucking soda fountain. I'm a genius.
What, you invented a soda fountain?
Yeah, the self-serve soda fountain. All you gotta do is drop Mentos in that hole.
I've put Mentos in Diet Coke before.
No one's ever invented this. Don't try to take my credit. I know this shit ain't allowed on any airplanes or even at any damn marathons. Boston, to be specific.
Well, have you seen Cody?
Yeah, I actually did. He came here talking about some stuff, but I was busy making chemistry experiments.
Yeah, Cody does talk about stuff all the time.
All the damn time.
When it just gets old, I don't even listen half the time.
I don't like that shit.
Well, anyway, can we do it with a science experiment with you?
Yeah. Get some Mentos.
Help! Help! How can you not fucking hear me? I'm just right behind the fridge. Help! Guys, help me!
You ready to end the world, nigga?
Yeah, do it, Chef. We do it.
All right, get ready. Cover your heads.
Oh! No! Oh, we can't stop it! Oh, goddamn, it's a Chernobyl 2.0! Oh, fuck it! Oh, no, fuck Elon Musk! Fuck a Cybertruck! I'm Elon Musk 2.0, bitch! I can't be stopped!
That's so sick of me! It went so high!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, that's so cool!
We gonna get it on the ceiling.
Get higher!
Do it again!
Junior! Joseph! I'm behind the fridge! Stop playing with Diet Coke and help me!
You don't light this shit up.
What do you mean?
We're about to do the whole row.
What? The whole roll.
The whole roll, nigga.
The whole roll.
The entire roll in the damn Coke.
But what if that ends the world?
And it might.
But
we splitting atoms in this bitch. It's like Adam colliding. And we on some CERN shit.
But I don't think mankind was meant to do that.
And they wasn't, but nigga, mankind wasn't meant to fly, but we be flying every fucking day.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, we should.
All right, let's get it, bitch.
Oh, well, hold on. But it might actually, like, destroy the Earth.
And then that's okay. Shit, we weren't meant to live too long.
Okay, well, can we at least go get Cody? I think we should all be with our friends during the end of the world.
I feel you. The bigger the crowd, the better. Go get him.
Okay, do you know where Cody went?
I don't know where the hell he went. I'm over here creating shit.
Okay, well, we're gonna go find Cody.
Hurry up. God damn.
Someone please help. I'm claustrophobic. I can't breathe in here. Somebody help me. I'm gonna die back here. Help.
Where you at, Cody?
Yeah, dude, come out the closet. We know you found Ken already. You're just making out.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to call Cody because the world's about to end and he needs to know.
I know he's going to miss out on some cool stuff.
All right, let me call him. All right, it is ringing.
What would you do if the world was ending? Jump off a building and talk to your crush.
Now, what is that?
Oh, that's that Nino Paid.
Nino Paid?
Yeah, you don't know Nino?
Is he paid?
He's pretty comfortable.
Okay, Nino comfortable. Mm. Okay, it's ringing, and I also hear Cody's phone. Oh, Cody left his phone.
Damn, that was stupid.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Cody never leaves his phone. Cody loves his phone.
Yeah, so what is he doing?
Okay, you know what? I think we should call the cops because something's weird and, like, I don't know. Cody never leaves his phone. That's weird.
Yeah, you're right. What does the cops ever do, though?
Yeah, what do cops do?
I know, right?
Yeah, cops. All the cops do is nothing.
And eat donuts and shit.
But if they broke in my house, like a robber did, I'd call the cops. I'd be scared.
I'd be scared as fuck.
Yeah, I need cops.
I'm nervous, ain't
gonna lie. Yeah, I love cops. Right, I'm gonna call the cops.
I don't know about love them, but.
Well, Ken, it looks like we're gonna die back here. Can you just do me a favor and pull your pants down so I can see it one more time?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, officer, our friend's missing.
Oh, well, have you tried calling him?
Yeah, his phone's right there.
Oh, well, where's the last place you saw him?
In the kitchen.
And have you checked the kitchen?
Yes, we checked the kitchen. He's not there.
Okay, I'm out of ideas.
See what I'm talking about, dude? Useless. Maybe we should go and get some donuts to get his cop powers working.
Yes, I think that's a great start.
Well, you're a cop. You don't know where people usually go missing at?
He's not stuck in a cave, is he?
Stuck in a cave?
Oh, yeah. It happens more often than you think. Like this kid I went to high school with, stuck in a cave, Dave. Oh, he loved it.
Wait, he loved getting stuck in caves?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Stuck in a Cave Dave. He was always getting stuck in caves. He loved it. Every chance he got, he would go get stuck in a cave. It wasn't about cave diving for Dave. It was about getting stuck. He really loved it when the rescue workers had to come get him unstuck with their winches and drills, and every time they would pull him out, he would run right back in and get stuck. They would have to seal off every cave with cement after they rescued him just so he wouldn't go back in. But that didn't stop Dave. He would always go find a new cave to go get stuck in. Eventually, his parents locked him in his room and grounded him, but he would just wedge himself in between the mattress headboard and the wall just to get stuck. But one day, when we were in class, Dave snuck out through the classroom window. And then he went to Nutty Putty Cave, and he got stuck upside down 150 feet underground in this 10-inch wide hole. He was completely stuck. Rescue workers tried saving him for hours, and they even lowered a phone to him with a rope so he could talk to his family. But he ended up playing Angry Birds with his nose, and eventually they realized saving him wasn't worth it because he would just go get stuck somewhere else. So they sealed him up in the cave while he played Angry Birds.
Yeah, I like to think he died doing what he loved, getting stuck in caves. Oh, Dave. The movie Meet Dave sucked. That just reminded me of that.
Oh, are you going to see the Freakier Friday movie?
Oh, no, I couldn't. Too freaky for me. Freakier? Freakier than the first one? No, I can't. The first one was freaky enough. This one? Oh, no. I couldn't take how freaky that is. Four people switching bodies? I'm not going to know what's going on. I can't keep track of all that. I don't want to have to think that much. I also don't like movies with subtitles. If I wanted to read, I'd go to a book.
Yeah.
What about our friend, dude?
Oh, yeah, what about Cody?
Oh, yeah, okay, so stuck in a cave, is he?
Oh, no, he's not stuck in a cave.
Wait, you know that for sure?
What? Well, not no.
Okay, well, I should probably go check all the caves before we go jump into conclusions.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think he's stuck in a cave. I mean, I don't think he actually is.
How would we know unless we checked all the caves? And we gotta do it right now, because he could be running out of air, so we better get started. I'll get my equipment.
Well, hold on, before you go look at all the caves, do you want to go see the world end?
What are you talking about?
What would you do if the world was in it? Jump off a building and talk to your crush.
Is he rapping at me? I could tase you for that.
Oh, no, he's just saying Nemo paid.
Nemo paid? Yeah, Nemo was paid at the box office, so much so that they made a shitty sequel.
Yeah, I hated Finding Dory. Oh, God, that was so fucking awful. Oh, Incredibles 2 didn't like that either. All rushed, didn't sound good. I also didn't like The Good Dinosaur. I also didn't like Turning Red. Oh, God, Turning Red is so fucking awful. But I liked Elio.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, so you want to go see a science experiment?
Hell yeah!
Okay, Ken, let's play I Spy. I spy with my little eye a tight ass. Yeah, you got it in one, Ken. I'm talking about you. Okay, your turn. You spy a four-eyed freak. I guess I'm the only person it could be. Seems kind of mean, though.
All right, officer. This is the experiment.
Oh, the old Diet Coke and Mentos trick. You know, back in college, we used to do this and sit on it, so it went up our butts like reverse diarrhea. Yeah, my buddy Diet Coke and Mentos up his ass Chuck actually died doing that. He got too much air in his colon. He fucking exploded.
Oh, well, about to do the whole roll.
Wait. You can't do the whole roll. That's illegal. The world will end.
Well, it's time for this bitch to end.
I don't want the world to end. I don't want to die. It would be sick as fuck.
Well, is there anything left in the world you haven't done?
Oh, I haven't had a three-way with Emma Watson and Emma Stone at the same time. But I mean, let's be honest. I can only get one of those at best. Nah, I'm out of their league. That'll never happen. Let's end this bitch.
Alright, do it.
Yeah, it's about to get real in the field, nigga. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Oh. I want to play with Diet Coke and Mendo's.
Oh, Brandon! That's me with Emma Stone and Emma Watson at the same time!
That's the
Holy, it hit the fucking ceiling! How do you even clean that? You can't use a mop up there! You need like a palm! Like a backwards mop for the ceiling instead of the floor!
Wait, you guys hear that?
Yeah, someone's asking for help.
Yeah, I hear somebody calling for help. Is it over here?
Well, I think it's over here. Over there.
It sounds like it's coming from the fridge.
Maybe he's inside the fridge! No fucking fuck. You gotta be kidding me. Darth Maul Coke? It's perfect because he's red and Coke is red? It has to taste like Darth Maul. What does it even taste like? I can't even imagine. I have to drink this. God, this is such a good idea. I hate when people who aren't me have good ideas. I hate when somebody has an idea and I'm not that person and that idea is good. It just pisses me off. Yoda should be on Sprite. There, I said it. Patent that. That's a Brooklyn Guy original. I came up with that. And the Lorax should be on Sunkiss because he's orange. And Big Bird should be on Mellow Yellow. Okay, those are all my good ideas. I had to drink this, though. All right, I'm going to be a Nutty Putty.
Wait, why go to the caves?
Well, because he's got to be in the caves. Where else could he be?
We hear his voice near this refrigerator.
It's probably an echo from the caves. I'm going to Nutty Putty.
Cody?
Junior, I'm stuck right here, Junior. Junior, can you hear me? Help me, Junior!
Cody, you there?
Junior, thank God. I'm stuck behind the fridge. Just move the fridge so I can get out.
Move the fridge? What the fuck you think? I'm Superman?
Just get Chef Pee-Pee and the cop and Joseph to help you. You can do it.
Cody, this fridge is heavy as shit. We're gonna need a bulldozer.
Okay, then get a fucking bulldozer. I don't care. Just get me out of here.
Okay, Cody, if you admit Ken's a doll, I'll move the fridge.
Well, he's not a doll, Junior. He's a man and an action figure and an action man and a lawyer, astronaut, doctor, scientist for the NBA.
Okay, then stay back there, then.
Junior, don't you dare leave me back here. You mother. Becker, come back here and help me!
Well, could you at least pass me one of those Darth Maul Cokes? Thanks.
Guys, tomorrow is summer vacation!
I know, dude. I can't wait to play video games all summer and go to the beach.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. Best summer ever.
Guys, today's our last day of kindergarten, and we have to pass. Because if we fail, we have to do kindergarten again next year. For God's sakes, we're 15. This shouldn't be hard.
Cody, we're gonna pass today's test.
Yeah, dude, we got it in the bag.
We failed the coloring exam.
I know, but we're gonna pass today's test. It's not gonna be hard, Cody. Come on, just keep your head in the game. Let's go.
Yeah.
I am. I came to check on these imbeciles.
Well, we were just about to start our day.
Let me talk to them. Hey, you freaks! You booger-picking bastards! You baloney lickers! Today is your last day of kindergarten. For some of you, for the rest of you, you might have to stay in this hellhole with her all summer long for summer school. Oh, no, you get paid $30,000 a year. That's plenty.
Garbage truck drivers make $60,000 per year. You make less than a garbage truck driver.
Shut up, Mikey.
Anyway, today is your final exam. And I'm going to sit my butt right in this chair and watch every single one of you and make sure no one cheats. Because we won't want anyone to just pass these kids so they don't have to teach summer school, right?
Me? I would never.
Okie dokie. Because, you know, I run a tight ship here. They call me Captain Steinbeck. Arg, where's the booty? I found it.
All right, Miss Fitzpatrick, do your thing, girl.
All right, class, everyone try your hardest not to fail.
I failed kindergarten 3 times.
I know, Mikey, but this year's going to be different. You're going to pass this year. All right, class, I'm going to call you up one by one and ask you a question. If you answer that question correctly, you pass.
Wait,
One question?
Oh, they're really hard questions. Cody, why don't you come up here first?
Go up there, Cody.
Oh, I better pass this.
You're gonna fail.
Come on, Cody, you got this.
Thanks, Freddy. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, Cody, I'm thinking of a word that starts with the letter F and has a TH in the middle of the word. TH makes the th sound.
I know what TH sounds like, but that word could be anything.
No, Cody, that word can't be anything, because anything starts with the letter A.
Does he not know the difference between an A and an F?
Oh, he does!
No, I do. I just meant it could be a lot of words.
How about this? If you get it wrong, you're gonna get an F and fail!
Okay, well, it starts with an F, has a TH. Is it father?
Yes! Correct! You passed!
What, really? Cool!
I guess that was pretty hard. Let me see the card.
Oopsie! I dropped it!
Clumsy ass. I'll get it.
Oh, I think I need a spanking.
Okay. The guy.
All right, Cody. Well, you passed. Junior, why don't you come up next?
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm done with kindergarten.
Lucky guess. Good job, Cody.
All right, it's my turn.
All right, Junior. Your word starts with the letter X.
Is it X-ray?
Correct! You got it right! You passed!
Yay!
No, that was too easy. It's only like one word that starts with an X. I'll choose the card. Oh, this one.
Oh, there's no way he's gonna get that word right.
Well, then he fails.
Okay, Junior. Well, your word starts with the letter O. O makes the O sound, and your word has two O's in it.
Is it boobies?
No, Junior, your word starts with the letter O.
Is it ooh boobies?
No, Junior, oh, not ooh, oh.
Oh, look at those boobies.
Junior!
I like this kid. But no, you only got one more try, and then you fail.
Okay, Junior, this thing makes a sound.
Is it an owl? No. Owls go hoot, hoot.
No,
hoot.
No, Junior, no.
He fails.
Wait, no, one more guess, one more try.
Can I see the word? Oh, there's no way he's getting that.
I know. Okay, Junior, try again, and... Oh, it looks like something's on your elbow.
Is the word my elbow?
No, Junior, it's elbow.
What's an oboe?
It's an instrument.
Oh, he fails. Go to your seat.
Well, I failed kindergarten.
Yeah, you failed kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Looks like you're going to be teaching summer school. I want Mikey to go next. And I want this to be his word.
Oh, well, hold on. I think I'm a little thirsty. Do you want some? Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, no.
You whore. You freaking slut. Oh, you got it all over my elf skin jacket. Frick. Oh, now I got to go outside and let it dry. Oh, you better not let anybody cheat. Oh, you're going to lose your freaking job. Frick. Frick! Frick! Frick, God!
All right, class, he's gone. I am not teaching summer school with you ugly bastards. So every single one of you is going to pass kindergarten. Junior will figure it out later. Mikey, get your ass up here to take your final exam.
I can't believe I failed.
Let me show you how smart I really am, guys.
All right, Mikey, this word starts with the letter F. It's an animal that lives in the ocean.
Flop!
No, Mikey, no, it's a fish. But actually, when frogs start out as tadpoles, they live in the water, so they're kind of like fish, so correct, you pass!
I didn't say fish, I failed.
I'm sorry, Miss Fitzpatrick, I guess I'll just see you in summer school.
Oh, no, Mikey, that's okay, we're just going to try again. We're going to do another animal that starts with the letter G, and it lives in Africa.
Oh, gorilla!
No, Mikey, it's a giraffe.
I failed again.
No, it's okay. You know what? We're just going to try again. We're going to do another one.
But there's only supposed to be one guy.
It doesn't matter, Mikey. Okay, this animal's really easy because you already guessed it.
A gorilla.
No, Mikey. No. This is the first animal you guessed. It starts with the letter F.
Fish.
Fuck.
No, now I've seen it one. It's a no-no one.
No, you know what, Mikey? You passed.
How?
Because you already guessed frog.
I did guess frog. You might. I passed. Yay!
Yes, you did. Okay, Joseph, get up here. We're going to do your exam.
Too fucking easy, guys.
She gave you like a million chances, Mikey.
Yeah, well, a pass is a pass.
All right, Joseph, your word starts with the letter P and it's pink.
Oh, easy. Penis.
What? No. It's P, it's pink, and you can eat it.
Oh, dub.
No, what? Joseph!
Joseph, it's Cody's mom.
Oh! I'm so stupid. It's pig. You should have said that from the beginning.
Oh, well, I don't know who that is, but yes, your word was pig. Correct, you passed.
Yes!
Okay, let's see who's next. Freddy, why don't you come up here?
All right, Freddy, go up there.
Oh, no, guys, I'm scared.
Oh, great, he's gonna poop his pants again.
Probably.
Don't worry, Freddy, we'll help you out if we can.
Okay.
All right, Freddy, your word starts with a T-R, and it's something you ride on.
A track?
No. Oh, don't get sad. Try again.
A tractor?
No. Don't get sad. Try again. Keep trying.
A trolley?
No, Mikey. It goes choo-choo. What?
It's what my dad and his buddies went on last night.
Shut up, Mikey.
Oh, a train.
Correct. You passed. Well, you're correct about one of those things, but yes, you passed.
Yay.
Taylor, why don't you come up next?
Okay.
All right, Taylor, your word starts with B-R, and it's something you eat.
Broccoli?
No, it's something you can have at brunch.
Breakfast?
No, but you can have it with your breakfast.
Breast milk?
What? No, it's, what's toast made out of?
Bread!
Very good, you pass! Ashley, why don't you come up next?
I pass!
My turn!
All right, Ashley, your word starts with F-L and it's something pretty. Floors? Did you just say floors? Yes, floors. It's something you walk on. Oh, no, this is something you smell. Floors. It sounds like you're saying flowers. Then you're correct. You pass. Okay, who's next? Daryl? Daryl, why don't you come up here? Where's that bear card? Oh, where's that damn bear card? Well, Ball? Maybe we can work with Ball. Daryl? Okay, your word starts with the letter B. It's round. It's something you play with. It's something you bounce at recess. It's blue. Was that Ball? Daryl, did I hear Ball? Everyone, I heard Daryl say Ball. I think he passed. You passed, Daryl. Go, go, go. Everyone, you passed.
I didn't pass. I failed.
No. Junior, you get to try again because the rest of the class passed, but yours must have been a fluke because you didn't. So come back up here and we can try again.
Yeah, okay, I'll try.
All right, Junior, your word starts with S-H, and it's a four-letter word.
Shit.
Junior! No, Junior, this is something you wear.
Well, if you shit your pants, you're wearing shit.
Junior, stop saying that word.
Let's try.
Oh, Principal Steinbeck, you're back!
Yes, my soup finally dried. How's the exam going?
Well, everyone passed their final exam.
What? Wait, what? How? It's only been 5 minutes.
Well, everyone in the class is just really, really smart. Right, class? Everyone passed their final exam?
Yeah.
No way. These kids are stupid. There's no way they passed that exam. And what is he doing up here?
Oh.
I know he failed.
Well, you see, everyone else in the class passed their final exam, so I thought Junior here deserved another chance.
That's pretty forgiving of you. I guess so, but I get to choose the word.
Oh, but he was so close to guessing this one.
Shoe?
Oh, it was shoe?
No way. That's too easy. And I already said the word, stupid. I'll choose the word. How about this one?
Okay, Junior. Your word starts with the letter E and it has a PH in it.
Guess it!
A PH?
Yeah. It's my mom!
Fat! PH fat! Old fat bitch!
No, Junior, remember it starts with the letter E.
Wait a minute! Cody! Your mom's an elephant! She's a big fat elephant!
Yes, she is! Junior passes!
Rats! How did he get that? I thought he was stupid.
Everyone in the class passed!
Wait, everyone? Even my son Daryl.
Yes, even Daryl.
Let me go and ask him then. Hey, Daryl! What's up, baby boy? You know Daddy loves you, but I need to know the truth. Did everybody really pass their exam? You know, fair and square, no cheating, no helping.
Nah, Daddy, they some cheating motherfuckers.
Wait, Daryl can talk?
You lied to me! Of course he can talk! I planted him in this class to tell me everything. Everyone fail! Summer school for everyone!
Oh, guys, we have to go to summer school!
Yay! I go
Dad. I'd rather do that than go to school.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Dude, how about we play Call of Duty Zombies?
Oh, I love Call of Duty Zombies. We make it around 100.
Oh, that'd be
get the rate. Oh, Cody, you have something you want to do today?
I have an idea, yeah.
What?
Well, I have a cake, and I have a hat, and that usually means something.
You want to eat cake wearing a hat?
Well, yes, I do, but there's a reason for that.
Because you're hungry?
No, it's the day I came out.
As gay! Oh, it's his gay day!
Oh, happy gay day, my wiener-loving friend!
Yeah, happy like wiener day or sucking
a
day.
No, it's not my gay day. It's the day I came out of my mom's cooch.
Ugh. I thought you were gay.
What? No, it's my birthday!
Oh, why didn't you just say that, Cody?
Well, I thought maybe the cake and the hat spoke for themselves.
Cakes and hats can't speak, Cody. They don't have mouths or vocal cords.
Inanimate objects, dude.
Yeah, they're not alive, Cody. Stop talking like that.
Junior, I swear to God.
Okay, don't swear to God. He already doesn't like you for being gay.
Oh my God, Junior, you're pissing me off so much.
Are you mad because your candles are different sizes? The one's bigger than the seven?
I am a little bit mad about that, yeah. I'm pretty peeved. The store didn't have candles that were the same size in this goddamn hat. Stay out of my eyes. Bullshit.
Wait, dude, isn't your birthday February 29th?
Yeah, today's March 1st. Today's not your birthday.
God damn it, guys. We have been through this so many times. I was born on a leap year, okay? So my birthday is February 29th. But that only happens every 4 years. So, because February is so short, my birthday's on March 1st.
Okay, so today's not your birthday. We could throw the cake away.
No, it is my birthday, goddammit!
Okay, listen, why does February have to be so short? Like, why can't it be, like, 31 days like everyone else?
Exactly. That's Black History Month, and we need to switch the month. It's too damn short.
Yeah, why is Black History Month the shortest month? That's racist.
Right, exactly!
Yeah, wait, isn't Gay History Month in June?
It's Gay Pride Month, and yes, it is.
Wait, and June has 31 days, so why do gay people get a longer month than black people?
I've been saying that for the longest.
Yeah, they need to change that. Ooh, Donald Trump. We could write a letter to Donald Trump and tell him to make Black History Month in June so that black people have a longer month, and we can make Gay History Month in February.
Wait, why can't we just get a month with 31 days? Why does it still have to be the shortest month?
Okay, what month would you like, Cody?
I don't know, like May?
May rhymes with gay. Okay, well, Gay Pride Month could be in May.
It could work, but I think the Mexicans got May, you know, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
The Mexicans already got May. All right, Cody, it looks like you're going to get February, the shortest month.
Why can't we just get a different month with 31 days?
No, February's perfect because there's Mardi Gras and that's us dancing and parades.
It's not a gay holiday.
Yeah, you love bees, though, nigga.
Yeah, bees. Bees.
I do really like bees.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, so like you can have your gay parades on Mardi Gras, like share it with them. And ooh, the Super Bowl's in February, so you can watch a bunch of men grab each other and tackle each other.
I do like that too.
Oh, Valentine's Day is in February.
You don't lose in this month.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is pretty gay. I mean, straight people do it too, but like, yeah, February is perfect for gay people. So I'm gonna write a letter to Donald Trump, making June the new Black History Month because Juneteenth is in June.
Right.
Yeah, so black people get June, gay people get February, and Mexicans get May. All right, I'm writing the letter. All right, guys, I just wrote the letter and sent it off to Donald Trump.
You didn't want to show us it?
Well, no, I wrote the whole thing, put it in an envelope, licked it, put it in the mailbox, and I just didn't think that was worth showing.
I believe you, bro.
Yeah, thanks. So what'd you want for your birthday?
The news!
Breaking news, MK! President Donald Trump is live now, signing an executive order that moves Black History Month to June and no longer recognizes gay rights. Let's go to that live footage now.
Hello, my fellow Americans. It is I, Donald J. Trump. And today I'll be signing an executive order that's gonna be so important for our country. It's gonna be so huge and so bigly and so massive, unlike any other bigly huge things that I've ever done. And it's gonna be more important for our country than when we renamed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
There you go, Mr. President. Here's the executive order getting rid of Gay Pride Month and changing Black History Month to June.
All right. I just signed the executive order that's going to remove Gay Pride Month, change June to Black History Month, and also make February White President's Month. It is going to be the most bigliest massive change, and I don't understand why the gay people need an entire month. Put them back in the closet. They don't need it. The black people have gone through more than the gay people, so they deserve it. And as for White President's Month, I mean, it only really excludes one other president, Obama. But he got June, so it's okay. So we're good now. America will be great again.
Woo! We did it, Joseph! Yeah! Black History Month is June!
Yeah, we back, baby. We deserve it.
Sorry, Cody, that you lost your month.
That's fine.
At least y'all got Bruce Jenner, though.
Yeah. Greatest birthday ever.
Okay, at least you're generous. Ellen DeGeneres is gay.
Can we just please light my candles now?
The lighter's over here. I'll hand it to you.
Oh, thank you. That's
So Jenna's that's great.
Oh, you can't see.
No, I can't.
Up. No, down. No, down, 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 down. No, don't touch your cake. Up. Down, down. Right there.
Okay.
Right. Okay. My right. Wait. My right.
What
my right.
Your right.
Well, where the fuck are you going? Oh, that is my right.
What? Stupid fucking hat! Wait, my own goddamn panels. My own birthday. My own friends. And you remember it's my goddamn birthday because they're stupid. Fucking leap year. Why have to be born on a goddamn leap year anyways?
At least you got a cake.
Fucking
yeah.
Candles won't light. The cheap ass fucking candles at Walmart. Bullshit.
Aren't you guys gonna sing?
Oh, we just didn't know what to say. Yeah, you were scaring us.
We're waiting on you.
Yeah, you're blowing up, getting mad.
Mm-hmm. Then sing!
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Cody. Happy birthday to Cody's birthday.
Happy gay day.
Happy like it day.
Yeah, happy fucking birthday to me.
Well, sorry, Cody. Sorry we're not an acapella group. We're not Pen and Tonics.
What Pen and... Okay, you know what? I wish all you guys were gay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's Cody's cake day.
And he has all that icing on his cake.
Oh.
You icing slut, you.
Oh, he has a sprinkle for every time he's been pegged.
Well, not quite. Sweet.
Oh, my God, Cody. Oh, I love the colors on your hat.
Oh, and all that cake. Oh, can I touch your cake?
Oh, yeah, I want some of his cake.
Guys, you don't have to make fun of me just because I wish you'd be gay.
Oh, what's he talking about?
Right, you silly Billy. What's
you silly you? Goose. You quack, quack goose.
Oh, let me ruffle your feathers, you silly goose.
Guys, just stop it.
I think he needs some birthday spankings.
Birthday spankings? Oh, my God. Let me get the paddle.
Oh, he's so naughty.
Bring that ass over here.
You guys are serious about birthday spankings?
Yeah, get over here.
I'm not going to say no.
Tighten that ass up. Happy birthday, whoa. You silly dirty slut.
I'll do it. My hand
what's
is so firm.
Wait,
how old are you?
I'm 17. I mean, I'm 1,000 years old.
Oh, my God.
1,000?
Yeah.
God. Old king.
Old dirt.
Yes. Yeah, you're taking that ass.
Birthday. Okay, I know you guys are just screwing around, but you guys are doing a really good job.
Screwing around? I'd like to screw him around.
Oh, yeah. Let me be the Phillips head.
Oh, my God. Let's take him to the bathroom and give him a blumpkin.
Oh, let me get a twist. Ooh, we got Eiffel Tower his ass, too.
Oh, my God. The birthday boy. Let's get him in his birthday suit.
You can make it right now.
Guys, you don't have to do this just because it's
let's
my birthday.
Let's go to the bathroom and birthday suit time.
Dirty boy!
Whoa! What is that? Where's that going? Oh! Whoa! Oh, damn! Oh, yeah! I didn't know you guys were into this. Whoa! Holy shit! Whoa!
Oh, boy. Oh, guys, I just want you guys to know this has been the best birthday of my life. Thank you so much, but you guys might want to shower.
Wow, I can't believe Junior and Joseph actually did that to me just to cheer me up on my birthday. They are true friends. I mean, Junior did kind of owe me for getting rid of Gay Pride Month, but still, I don't see why Joseph did it. Unless, maybe my wish for everyone to be gay actually came true. Maybe everyone in the whole world is gay. I'm gonna go check Chef Pee Pee. Hey, Chef Pee Pee.
Oh my God, is that my favorite four-eye king? Oh, you look so scrumptious today. Oh my God, you're such a bottom. The things I would do to you.
I'd be a bottom for you, Chef Pee Pee. But I'm kind of like a two-headed dragon that also has two penises.
You're so nasty. Jesus. Oh, we're in the kitchen. Stop it. Look, I'm making you a super gay salad. Don't you want it? Don't you like it? It looks so scrumptious.
It does look really gay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have anybody given you your damn spankings today? I need to give you your birthday spankings.
They have not. Here's the paddle.
Let me be the first to give it to you. Oh, you nasty, naughty boy.
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
Hey, Chef Pee Pee, do you want to accompany me to the bathroom? I have to shit.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, let's go. It's bucket time.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, where's that going? Whoa. Whoa. How you doing that? Whoa. Oh, God damn. Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, Chef Pee Pee, I see why that's your name. Oh, fuck. So my wish did come true. Everybody in the world is gay. Junior's dead!
Oh my God, I can't wait to watch Charlie and Friends! This is my favorite show ever!
Ooh, Vogue, sashay.
Oh, hi guys, I'm Charlie. Today, I'm gonna be painting my nails! Oh, it's gonna be so pretty! Which color should I paint my nail first? Blue? Light blue? Yellow? No, let's go with pink. Oh my God, it's gonna be beautiful. Let's get the first nail.
I'm looking so beautiful.
Oh my
Oh, I thought you were going to paint your actual fingernails, not nails. Oh,
you sexy little asshole, you.
Hey, Junior's dad.
Oh, hey, you sexy twink. What are you doing in my room? You trying to watch Charlie and Friends naked?
Well, actually, it's my birthday. So you know what that means.
Oh, you looking for some spankings, huh?
Damn right.
Oh, I'm the guy for it. Yeah. Happy birthday, you little bastard.
So, I don't know if you want to come to the bathroom with me.
Let's go. Right now.
Whoa. Hey there. Whoa. How you doing that? How are you doing that? Stop it. Never mind, keep going.
I will be calling you Junior's daddy from now on. Okay, Cody, I think you've had enough for your birthday. Hey there, I got a noise complaint. Apparently somebody's been making a lot of ruckus in here.
Whoa, what is that? No, actually, what is that? Whoa! Oh, damn! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! I know what it is, but I'm hiding, goddamn!
That is police brutality. I should probably get that out of there. Well, looks like it's midnight. My birthday's officially over, but it was a good one.
Hey, Cody.
What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, guys. How are you, feeling?
I'm pretty straight.
But are you?
Dude, what happened to your birthday? I don't really remember anything.
Yeah, you wished for everyone to be gay, and then I just remember blacking out. Like, right? Did we fall asleep? Like,
huh? Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened. I've done terrible things.
Please, not this song again, guys. Please stop. I thought you outgrew the song, Jeffy. Oh, my God. Oh. There's someone at the door, so when I get back, have this turned off. Hello?
Marvin, I have to talk to you. Can we speak privately?
No. I'd rather speak in front of my wife, whatever it's about.
Marvin, I don't think she's going to want to hear this.
I want her to hear whatever you have to say so nothing gets, you know, confused. Come on.
If you say so.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The neighbor's wife.
Marvin, I cannot believe you want your wife to hear this, but I guess you're the type of man that ripped the Band-Aid off.
What is she talking about?
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear this, too.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations! I'm pregnant with Marvin's baby!
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, we made love 2 years ago and every month since, and I'm pregnant with your baby! Marvin, what is she talking about?
Oh, okay, listen. 2 years ago, she wanted to do stuff with me, but I didn't do it. It was with Chef Hebe, I swear. Have you ever seen my face while we were doing it?
Well, no. You always want the lights off, but I know that sweet mustache anywhere.
Marvin, I'm gonna leave you! What is that?
No, listen, I promise you it's not me, it's Chef Pee-Pee. Look, we can go downstairs, and she can see that it's Chef Pee-Pee. Chef Pee-Pee will admit to this, okay?
Marvin, you better prove it! Yeah, you better prove it.
Ooh, Daddy giving away some baby gravy! But don't worry, Daddy, I'll hold the fort down up here and chew away the skanks.
Alright, listen, we're gonna talk to Chef Pee-Pee and get this cleared up.
Marvin, you're sick!
My chili fruity pebbles is almost done.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey, what's up? Ugly boy. What you up to?
What are you cooking?
Nothing but some chili fruity pebbles. Are you hungry? Go get a bowl.
Well, we need to talk first. You're kind of in trouble.
Wait, in trouble? What the hell? I'm not getting a whooping.
You know how you slept with the neighbor's wife 2 years ago?
2 years ago? I've been hitting that every month. Taking her ass through pound town. Nothing but the pounding. Pound, pound, pound. You would think construction work is going on next door.
Well, Marvin, I'm not angry anymore.
Well, I am! Marvin, how could you do that to me? I thought we were in love. I thought it was you giving me the business.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I am the business owner and give you nothing but straight spatula. Call me Peter Piper because I'm laying the pipe.
Hold on. Let me feel that mustache.
No worries, baby.
Oh, you got it! It is you!
Yeah, so what you want to do? You over here because you want to do it in the light?
Absolutely not. You're daddy now.
I mean, you've been calling me daddy. This ain't nothing new, baby.
Well, now you're a baby daddy.
What? A baby daddy? What?
Look for yourself.
What the fuck? I thought this was a COVID test.
Nope, she's pregnant with your baby.
Mm-hmm. Pregnant?
Yes, I am.
So are you going to go to every appointment with her for 9 months and be by her side and be the good father you should be?
Fuck no! Hell no! You gotta kiss me to be a daddy?
What?
Okay, hold on. He's just joking around. Let me go talk to him.
Chef Pee Pee, where'd you go? Chef Pee Pee? Oh, buddy, where you going?
Leave me alone, Marvin. I'm going to Lithuania. I'm leaving this fucking country.
But why?
Because you set me up. You know what the hell you did? You invited that trifling asshole over there trying to get some money out of a nigga. You know I'm broke as hell. You know I don't get paid number 20 cent, nigga.
Well, why? Listen, buddy. She came to me and said she was pregnant. And I just wanted, you know, I was trying to save myself, too.
Wait a minute. You say your fucking self? Think about me. I'm a broke-ass nigga. We had a handshake. We were best-ass friends. What? You do me like this? That is dirty as hell, bro.
Well, no, listen. Okay, it might not even be yours. So what if we get, like, a DNA test? You want to wait around and see that?
I ain't got time for all that, bro. I'm about to kiss the first damn flight out of here.
Well, no, but Chappie, listen.
I don't care if it's a fucking Delta flight or if it's a Spirit. I'm leaving this bitch.
Chappie, listen. I know she's pregnant. I know it's scary. But listen, she might be able to get rid of it. She might get rid of it.
Get rid of it?
Yeah, she might get rid of it. Like she might not.
She might consider it.
Yeah, tell her how much you get paid and tell her you're a broke ass, you know, what you just said.
Yeah.
And then maybe she won't want to have a baby with you, because why would she want to have a baby with that? What is she going to get out of it?
Right. You're right. Maybe there is a God. He might consider this and she might be a good woman.
Yeah, let's just go see if she'll get rid of it. Come on.
I might be just stressing.
All right, I got Chef Phoebe to come back.
Chef Phoebe, thank God you're back!
No, not right now, bitch. I got something to say. I'm broke as hell. I only get paid 20 cents a day. I'm basically a fucking slave. You're not getting a dollar, a penny, not even a fucking cent, not an atom or EBT out of a nigga. So you're basically sending our child up for failure. I don't know what you're thinking. You should probably kick yourself in the fucking stomach. Do something. Because look, I'm only 5'7". He's not going to be in the NBA, NFL, MLB, none of that fucking alphabet sports. Just go and hit the fucking abort button immediately.
Chef Pee-Pee, I am a Christian woman.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I am keeping your baby.
Buddy!
No, it ain't no buddy. You are an enemy, nigga. Why would you invite me right back in that house knowing she's a religious woman?
I did not know she was a religious woman. I didn't know that.
She's praying on my downfall. She probably took a picture of me, sent it to the fans. I can't get on a damn plane now. Oh, man, I have to swim. I have to swim to Mexico or some shit.
No, shit, Pee-Pee. Listen, having a kid won't be so bad.
Having a kid won't be so bad? That's because you ain't the damn daddy. You get to live comfortable. No, I have to pay for fucking diapers, formula. They shit in the diapers. Oh, no, I don't want to change none of that. I had to change Junior for fucking 6 years. And he was already six.
What if it's a girl? You'd want a girl, right?
Hell no! Fuck no! 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 Not for her to be an OnlyFans model after 18 years of raising that bitch. Hell no! For y'all to tell me that I failed at being a father. Hell no! No!
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, I think you just need to calm down.
Calm down? Calm down, but you're going to get somebody pregnant and then you tell me to calm down. No, I tell you to calm down. You calm down, bitch. I'm calm.
Okay, well, Sheppy, where are you even going?
I am going out of this fucking state. I'm leaving. Or you can point into the Golden Gate Bridge. You know where it's at?
Probably that way.
Okay, because I'm about to jump off that motherfucker.
No, don't jump.
Adios.
Sheppy, don't jump.
85,000.
Sheppy,
bye, nigga. Bye.
Sheppy, at least think about it.
No!
Think about it.
I'm never thinking about it. I already thought about it. My thought is fucking dead.
Marvin, you're back! Wait, where's Chef Pee-Pee?
He went to the store to buy the formula and the diapers and the preemie clothes.
Oh, now that's a man! That's more than Hank ever did.
Oh, fuck. Have you told your husband about that, you being pregnant with another man's baby?
Oh, no. I was hoping to break the news to him with Chef Pee-Pee. That way, if Hank got violent, Chef Pee-Pee would defend me.
Oh, that's not gonna fucking happen. Okay. Well, Chef Pee-Pee's gonna be at the store for a few days. So.
Well, I was hoping to wait for him before I told Hank. I really need to let Hank know.
I think I got Chef Pee-Pee in this fucking mess. Let me go get Chef Pee-Pee. I think he's at the front door.
Chef Pee-Pee, thank God you're back!
Yep, Marvin told me you wanted to talk to me.
Yes, we need to go tell my husband about the condition you put me in.
Oh, of course I'll tell him. I'm going to be a good daddy.
And maybe before we tell Hank, we can do it again.
Well, no, Peter Piper's all out of pipe.
All right, well, let's just go tell my husband.
All right, let's go tell him.
Hey, honey, what's for dinner?
Hank, you are perfectly capable of making your own dinner.
You know women always cook while the men go out and provide.
Well, you've been provided with two hands to cook dinner yourself.
Honey, men don't cook. Not in this 1960s household.
Well, I know a man who can cook, and I'd like you to meet him.
Who's that?
This is Chef Pee-Pee.
How you doing there, Jorge? Me like it taquitos, beef and cheese, queso y carne.
Okay.
Oh, Jorge speaks Ingles. I didn't know you speak of the Ingles, Pedro.
Hank, there's something Chef Pee-Pee and I would like to tell you.
All right, what's that?
I am having his baby.
Oh, like a food baby or what?
No, I'm pregnant with his child.
Oh, you motherfucker! God damn it, you fucking piece of shit! Marvin!
Marvin!
Oh, I get it. It's one of those April Fool's Day jokes.
In August.
Marvin, where is Chef Pee-Pee?
I don't know. Yeah, I think he's in San Francisco.
Ah, you guys are funny. Yeah, I'm gonna go take a wicked shit. And one of y'all get in the kitchen and start cooking.
Marvin, you better go get Chef Pee-Pee.
Listen. He was on his way to the store, and I didn't want to interrupt him, so I decided to dress up like him. And you fell for it. I thought he'd fall for it. But I'll call him. I'll call Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, come on, Chef Pee-Pee. Please answer.
Hello?
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, no, Marvin. I don't want to talk right now. You know what? You're going to be the last person I talk to before I jump. I'm actually 2 feet away. Nice knowing you.
Well, no, Chef Pee-Pee, don't do it. Please, don't do that. You have to come back.
I'm not coming back. What the hell is wrong with you? I'm going to be a horrible father. Look, she's going to put me on child support, and what will I be left with? 10 fucking cents? I can't even buy ramen with that, Marvin.
Well, Chef Pee-Pee, what if you're not the dad?
What if I'm not the dad? I was whacking the hell out of... I was playing fucking part. You know what I was doing. I was sneaking out of the fucking house and just putting that bitch through it. I was the only one doing it. Of course I'm going to be the fucking father, unless you were sneaking a pipe.
Well, nobody was sneaking a pipe, but listen, Chef Pee-Pee, listen. Don't jump off a bridge. That's not going to answer. There has to be another option.
It is the only option, Marvin. Well, there's one more. I could go down to South Africa and join the Zulu Nation tribe. Yeah, yeah. Be part of the tribe and sleep with all their women. Go by the name. I mean, and, you know, they'll probably make me the chief, too.
I mean, you could do that, but, buddy, please don't kill yourself. I mean, wait a minute. Wait, Chef Pee-Pee.
What? I'm almost about to jump.
Wait. You're not the father, Chef Pee-Pee.
I'm not the father. Look, Marvin, don't be whispering any sweet lullabies in my ear. You're going to make me fucking fall.
No. I'm telling you right now, like she's not even pregnant. She's faking it.
Wait, faking it? How do you know?
Well, I'm at her house, and there's 4 fake pregnancy tests. And she used a Sharpie to draw the line to say she was pregnant. She's not even pregnant.
That's my bitch. I'm free. I'm a free man. I can just play dick all over the fucking U.S. I'm a bachelor again, baby. I'm back on the fucking market. Oh, man, you are a good friend, Marvin. Oh, I appreciate you so much.
I'm going to go and confront her about this.
Marvin, did you get a hold of Chef Pee-Pee?
I sure did, and he said he's never coming back.
What? Why?
Because of this.
Oh, I can explain that.
I'll explain.
Well, you see, I just like to doodle from top to top and on fake pregnancy tests.
Yeah, so, want to explain what this is about?
Well, you see, Marvin, I was looking to escape my marriage with Hank, and I was going to trap me a man by faking a pregnancy so someone could provide for me and take care of me.
And you thought Chef Pee-Pee or me would be a good enough man to provide for you? We're both broke.
But you live in such a nice house.
That is not my house. That belongs to the bank, and the bank sends someone to my house every day to do stuff to my balls if I don't pay it.
Oh, well, I guess if you have to choose between well-off or well-endowed, I'll pick well-off. I'll stay with Hank.
Yeah. Well, I guess just suggest going to couples counseling.
He's just going to bang the therapist.
Well, thanks for wasting my day and almost costing a chef his life.
Hey, honey.
What?
Make my taquitos, the beef and cheddar.
Fine, I will, with rat poison.
Chicken and waffles for breakfast? Oh, this is going to be absolutely delicious.
Chef Pee-Pee!
What do you want, Braxton? I'm trying to make chicken and waffles. Wait. Why you so damn clean?
Ho, you like the new look, huh? Yeah, I got a fresh-ass Goodfellas t-shirt on. Clean as hell. Fresher than a bitch. You like it?
Hell no! I like it when you're dirty and filthy. That's how I know you're actually getting the job done and you're working hard. Well, wait, where's my orange juice? You know I like freshly squeezed orange juice on Sundays.
Well, we don't have any oranges. We got onions over here. I can make you some onion juice.
No, I don't want no damn onion juice. Does it look like it's Thursday? I am not detoxing today. Make me some damn oranges. Go get some from the fucking store or something.
God. Okay, Braxton. Jeez. You can ask, please.
Chugga, 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 chugga. Aw, Percy, why the long face? Well, I caught my wife getting a train ran on her. Look. That sucks, Percy. Yeah, they're all up in her caboose.
Junior, I gotta run to Target to get some oranges for your whiny-ass daddy. Do you need anything?
Oh, if I go with you, will you take me to Chick-fil-A?
What? Chick-fil-A? What the hell?
Oh, Chick-fil-A? Hell yeah,
take you to get us some chicken sandwiches and shit. I know you starving.
Wait, yeah. You're really taking to Chick-fil-A?
For my number one buddy? Definitely, yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah, let's go!
Yeah, we can make a quick big stop.
Yeah!
Chick-fil-A!
Chick-fil-A! Chick-fil-A! Chick-fil-A! Chick-fil-A!
Oh, you excited as hell, homeboy.
Oh, yeah, I'm so hungry. Oh, should I get chicken nuggets or should I get a chicken sandwich?
Get both of them. What the hell wrong with you?
What, I get both?
Yeah, today your day. Get whatever on the menu.
Oh, my God. Okay. I want a chicken sandwich and chicken nuggets. Oh, and can I get a chocolate milkshake?
Shit, get it all. Get a vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, whatever on that motherfucker.
Oh, there's no line.
Oh, yeah, no line. You getting the presidential treatment, my boy. That's what I'm talking about.
I remember the chicken sandwich and chicken nuggets and milkshake.
Okay, I remember all of it. Can I get a chicken sandwich, chicken nuggets, a milkshake? Fuck it. Let's get a brownie as well. Oh, wait, what's that? It's Sunday, you fucking dog! It's closed, you silly ass, goofy ass, hungry ass, starving ass boy! Hold on, hold on. Let me hit that stomach. Oh, that bitch sound like a Loch Ness monster, and that bitch is so damn hungry! You look so pitiful! Hold on, let me see if they actually open up. Hey, can y'all open up, please? I know it's Sunday. Ask Jesus if he can let a nigga get a pass or something. Goddamn. Cause this boy's starving. This boy, he like one of them little African children, but he white. Oh my God, someone please open up. He's so fucking hungry. Please.
You can stop now, Chef.
Oh, wait, wait. You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, let's just go to Target.
Hungry ass nigga. All right, Junior. I gotta run into Target to get these damn oranges for your dad. So try not to eat the steering wheel in the damn car seats while I'm gone. Know you're hungry as hell, boy. Oh, shit. Junior, do you think Target's actually open on Sunday? Of course it is, nigga, because I checked the calendar, you dumbass. Silly ass. Goofy ass. Bok bok chicken hungry ass! Nugget warning ass, boy! Oh, you ain't getting shit today, nigga! Just go inside Target! What are those goddamn oranges? Oh, there they go, right there. Oh, sorry, man. Oh, my God. Goddamn. Hot diggity damn. Were you reaching for these oranges, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Well, I was, but now I think I want a banana.
I got the perfectly bruised banana for you. I just need you to peel it back with your teeth, baby.
What teeth?
Oh, goddamn. You got somewhere to be right now?
I just got to be back by the old folks' home at around 5.
Oh, it's 2:30 right now. It's plenty of time between 9 and 8. What you trying to do? Oh, Junior,
no,
listen.
No, Chef PB, just take me home. No more jokes.
No, it's not a joke. Just listen. Check this shit out. Oh, I met the woman of my dreams in Target. That bitch so damn bad.
Target bitches are fine.
Yeah, they are, especially when they a cougar bitch on a prowl and you out here reaching for oranges out of nowhere. They rah, 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 rah. And I'm like, oh, I'm a victim, but I'm vulnerable and I'm willing to go, baby. Let's get it. Oh,
she's that hot?
Oh, yeah, she was bad. Straight gilf. Oh, woman of my dreams with big head tetas. Yeah, tetas. Oh, but look, she took me behind the paper towel aisle and we made a little mess. We had to clean up on aisle 3, if you know what I'm talking about. Wait, you a jit. You can't hear that type
of
shit.
What she look like? Show me what she looks like.
Oh, no. She got your lead, boy. Chow. You know, stick to them elementary hoes. She got your lead, boy. She a gilf. Oh, super bad hoe. But look, hold you down, oranges. I got to get back to the house. I'm getting too damn aroused.
I'm in love.
It's cougar love. Ooh, got to grab her, man. Yeah, do like I do with them. And just squeeze, get the juices out of that motherfucker. Wait, what the hell was that? Oh, is that my phone? Hold on. Wait, St. John's retirement home? Who the hell could this be? Hello?
Hello, is this that fine young man from the grocery store?
You better chill out, baby. They must be that cute ass cougar that was on the hunt earlier. Yeah, I'm surprised you remember my number with all that damn Alzheimer's with your cute ass.
My memory ain't as good as it used to be, but I can't forget the size of that banana.
Chill out, baby. Chill. I'm gonna come over there and put that banana pudding on that ass.
Well, why don't you come down to this retirement home and do it then? It's mac and cheese night.
Oh my God. Oh, chill out, baby. Oh, I'm getting a little too excited. Gotta make sure nobody over here. Mac and cheese night, you say? Ooh, I'm gonna have to come and stir the pot. Ooh, and grab them. After I get done squeezing these oranges, my hand's gonna be nice and firm.
Oh, you're squeezing oranges. What you thinking about when you're squeezing them oranges?
You know what I'm thinking about, the wrinkly ass titties. I'm trying to squeeze the milk out of them bitches. You know what I'm saying? What you wearing, baby?
Oh, I'm wearing adult diapers.
Oh, adult diapers? Oh, I know you went below. Oh, I'm going to have to pull them bitches off with my teeth.
Well, I did just piss myself.
That's all I need to hear, baby. Just hold on. I'm going to be over there in just a second.
Julia, I need your help. Please. Look out for a nigga. Please, help me.
Why would I help you, Chef Pee?
What do you mean, why would you help me? We're best friends. Nigga, I cook for you. What do you mean? Look out for a nigga. Come on, bro. Look. Remember that one time I took you to Chick-fil-A to get a chicken sandwich? I was looking out then, but the motherfucker was closed, though. I forgot about that. God damn it. Silly ass goofy. All right, let me calm down. But look, please help me. Help me out. Go downstairs, squeeze those oranges, and give your dad a cup of orange juice. He needs it because it's Sunday and shit. I got a date with a fine ass cougar bitch. She got a dick appointment, so you know I gotta fill the prescription. Doctor calls.
Well, what do I get out of it?
You trying to hit my bitch? Hell no. That's a weird question for you to ask. You can't get none of that. That's all mine. I'm in love, dude. God. But you know, I can ask her if she got a friend or something. You know, put you down. Make sure you get a little play later. You know, you know what I'm talking about. But not with my old lady. I'm in love, boy.
No. You know what? Fine. I'll just do it. Go.
You will. That's what I'm talking about. I love you, man. You know what? On my way back, I will make sure I'll pull up the Chick-fil-A and see if they still open.
Fuck, man. Damn, boy. Every time it never fails. But he whole boy go crazy, but I'm getting on my nerve, boy.
You okay, Sheffy?
Look, check this out. I need real nigga advice. Real nigga, you feel me? Look, just keep it a bean with me. Keep it a 100. If I'm going crazy, just let me know, Junior. But I pulled up to the old folk home to pick up my old lady, right?
Old folks home.
Yeah, the old... Man, stop cutting me off. I'm trying to tell the damn story. Look, I pull up to the old folk home, and I'm like, oh, hey, the lady at the desk. I'm like, hey, baby, what's up? How you doing? My old lady down here, where she at? You know, fine shit. Where she at? Oh, she in room 705? Okay, bet. So I go up to the elevator. Boop, 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 boop. Whoop. Go up there to 705. I'm walking up to the room. Guess what the hell happened? The old ass geezer walk out, bruh, fixing his damn pants, smiling with the biggest damn smirk on his mouth. Just cheesing. I'm like, okay, this what we doing. Okay, bet. I walk in the room, right? She over there laid up, just cheesing herself. Relaxed. Look like she could just got done smoking a damn cigarette. I'm like, okay, bet. Who the hell with the old ass geezer walking out? Oh, that's just my ex-husband. Your ex-husband? What the fuck the ex doing in the present? What are you doing here? The fuck? He's supposed to be ex-side. What? I bet. To my, oh, no, he just came to catch up on old times and memories and stuff. Catch up? The fuck he catch up? You a high dog now? Y'all catching up on old memories? Fuck the memories. Let them burn in hell, nigga. What the fuck? Boy, and then she over here just laughing and giggling. Bitch, what you laughing for? I'm the only nigga supposed to make you laugh. Boy, I could have slapped that. Why? But I had to keep composure. Then I looked to the left. What the hell was that? Guess what I see? A damn hat. It's a hat on the damn table. Who hat is this, bitch? Oh, that my ex-husband hat. He must have left it. He leaving half now? He coming back for later? He seconds? That's what he want? Oh, hell no. Boy, where you at? Boy, I put a foot up in that nigga ass. Boy, where you at? Point him out. I swear, if he come back. Ooh. Somebody, no, you read too much into it. Stop thinking like that. I would never. He ain't getting none of these goodies. He ain't hit. I'm like, baby, he ain't hit. He ain't hit? No, I would never let him get none of this. All right. But you know what my first grade teacher told me? Go with your instincts. Use your intuition, nigga. You know what my intuition tell me? He piping that. He all in them damn guts every time when I'm not there. Oh, boy, I can't believe this shit. So, you know, I'm not thinking right, but I'm over here trying to keep composure. So I'm like, hey, nigga, give me your phone. Give me that damn phone. I start scrolling, boy. I scroll back like 20 years, you feel me? Oh, yeah, guess what I see? He piping that shit. Boy, he blowing her back out. I can't even fucking be mad, man. Because she look good as hell, lady, too, boy. She was just taking that shit, boy. I ain't know what to say, boy. I had to send it to my damn phone, you know what I'm saying? Because keep it for later. It was that damn good.
Didn't you just meet her today?
But I love her. What do you mean I just meet her today? That's my soul. That's my soul tie. You feel me? We locked in forever. You think... What you think, Junior? You think she cheating?
Your phone's ringing.
What? God
damn it. Look, I'm gonna come back. You just tell me what you think when I come back. Junior, that's her ass calling me from the old folks home. Oh boy, she's desperate as hell. It's like putty in my hands. Watch this shit. It's gonna be like a game. What you want, bitch? I'm busy right now. I'm busy with like 8 different hoes. She's trying to give me some gog, especially this redhead one. She's very freaky and frisky. Hey, I like a girl real quick.
Oh, Chef Phoebe, it's so hairy.
Ooh, hairy you say? I love a good jungle. I feel like George and them motherfucker.
Wow, this is awkward.
Wait, who the hell is this? Is this that old ass geezer? Yeah, I saw your little ass when you was walking out the room, and I saw you on that video. You think a nigga ain't pay attention. You got good stroke game, though. I'll give it to you. Good rhythm.
No, I'm a worker from the old folks home calling to let you know that Miss Harris has unfortunately passed away about 3 minutes ago. And you were the last person to call her, so I was just calling to let you know.
No! That's the love of my life! She passed away! What am I going to do now? I was giving her that good pipe! Who else am I going to pipe? What am I going to do? I'm never going to see her again!
Well, Chef Pee-Pee, didn't you send the video of her ex-husband piping her to your old phone?
You know what? You're right. Good looking out, Julia. I'm going to watch this video and rehash some memories.
To go see the Minecraft movie?
Heck yeah, dude!
What about you, Cody? Are you ready?
Junior, do I look ready? I'd say I'm ready.
Oh, when Jack Black says chicken jockey?
Ooh, he's burning this bit down!
We're gonna light off fireworks and throw popcorn all over the theater.
And I'm gonna pull out my live chicken. And I'm gonna ride that motherfucker all over the theater.
No way!
Hell yes way.
Cody, where'd you get a live chicken?
My Uncle Skeeter gave him to me from his farm. But when I asked if I could ride his cock at the theater, he got really disappointed when I wanted this.
Oh,
lucky.
That's gonna be so crazy, we're gonna make him such a big mess.
Oh, it's gonna be the biggest inconvenience for the workers to clean all that up.
Oh, yeah, they didn't sign up to clean up all this mess.
No, they didn't.
Wait, did you give the chicken laxatives?
Oh, I almost forgot. Here you go, boy, eat up. We gotta make sure you shit all over the place.
Oh, do you think the chicken will shit right when Jack Black says chicken jockey?
We can only hope.
Oh, dude, we gotta record it. It has to go viral.
Oh, it has to go all over TikTok. People are gonna wish they were in our theater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cody, how many of the workers do you think are gonna quit?
Oh, probably all of them. They're gonna be up to their knees in chicken shit and fire.
Oh, dude, we're gonna be such a headache.
Oh, it's gonna be so awesome. All right, grab some fireworks. Let's go to the movie theater. I already told Jeffy to meet us there with more fireworks.
Oh, great. The more the merrier.
I can't forget the rocket. Ooh, Cody, we got 4 large popcorns.
Junior, is that gonna be enough?
I mean, it's 4 large popcorns with extra butter.
I just wanna make sure, like, you can't even see the floor when we throw all the popcorn around.
I mean, it's a lot of popcorn. Isn't the chicken gonna be shitting?
Oh, the chicken shit, right. I almost forgot about the chicken shit, yeah.
And also, we're gonna piss on the people's heads in the front of us, right?
Yeah, I did wanna pull my pants down around my ankles and just piss all over the back of their head when he says chicken jockey.
Yeah, I mean, so there's gonna be so much piss and shit and popcorn on the floor. So, I mean, this theater's gonna be disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. I'm overthinking that.
And also, Joseph has silly string.
And fireworks.
He's gonna light this mortar cannon off right when he says chicken jockey.
Oh, that's perfect. It's gonna be so fucking loud, and hopefully it hits the ceiling and it sets off the sprinklers. Oh, you know what? I don't want to get my hopes up. Let's not jinx it. If it happens, great, but let's not ruin it. God, that's all I want to happen. Now, if that happens, I might actually cry.
Yeah, have you guys seen Jeffy?
Hey, guys! I brought a gun.
Oh, that's perfect. Junior, that is exactly what we've been needing. Jeffy, just make sure when he says chicken jockey, you really unload the clip right into the screen.
All right, got it.
Yeah, oh, we're going to make so much noise. We're going to make such a big-ass fucking mess.
Yeah, I just really want to make sure that we are known for as the people who really fuck this theater up.
Oh, we're going to get banned.
Oh, yeah, I hope my grandkids get banned.
I think they're going to ban our dead bodies. Like, they're going to ban our souls.
I hope AMC presses charges.
Oh, that would be so sick.
That's so fucking cool.
Oh, the previews are starting, guys.
What's the scariest thing you can imagine in a bush? A squirrel with rabies? Or a goose with rabies? Or a poisonous snake with rabies? How about a clown in a bush? Clown in a bush!
Ha ha! Gotcha! Oh, man, that movie looks really scary.
Yeah, if this theater survives what we're about to do, we should go see it and throw popcorn whenever he jumps out of the bush.
Do you like Tom Cruise? Do you like Tom Cruise running? Do you like Tom Cruise doing stunts? Do you like Tom Cruise saving the world?
Step right there.
Put the bomb down, Cyrus Clubs.
Keep back, Tom Cruise. You know I have an explosive temper.
Well, we better make this quick, because I have explosive diarrhea.
Well, it looks like you're going to die with poopy pants, Tom Cruise. Because if you can't beat me in rock, paper, scissors before this bomb goes off, half of Dubai is going to go bye-bye.
Well then, I guess we're going to be playing rock, pooper, scissors.
Mission somewhat possible.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Fuck, best 2 out of 3.
Man, Tom Cruise has made a lot of those movies. I wonder when he's going to stop.
I'm ready for this movie to start, so I can light these damn fireworks.
Patience, Joseph. Patience.
Hey there, moviegoers! Jack Black here! Oh yeah! I was in School of Rock! I am Steve! Just a friendly reminder to be respectful of your fellow moviegoers, and don't throw popcorn! Oh yeah!
All he thinks we're gonna do is throw popcorn? Junior, I'm about to piss on some people. When he says chicken jockey, I'm gonna squeeze this chicken like he's a ketchup bottle until shit squirts out of his ass everywhere. Earlier, I put a whole roll of Mentos up his ass, and I made him drink an entire 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke, and the only thing that's stopping him from bursting like Chernobyl right now is the cork I stuffed in his ass. When that goes, I don't even know what's gonna happen. He might actually explode. It's just gonna be shit and feathers everywhere, Junior.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I Jack Black is gonna have to film a whole new warning just for what we're about to do in here. It's going to be like 10 fucking minutes long because they're going to have to realize everything we just did and warn people about every single thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You know, this movie's going straight to streaming when we're done.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. It's going to be banned from... Guys, today was the best day of my fucking life. It could not have gone better. I mean, that was perfect. Just chef's kiss. I mean, if we had just thrown the popcorn and pissed on some people, that would have been enough. But no, we had the gun and the fireworks and the chicken. Guys, my fucking chicken died. He literally shit his brains out. His organs are all over the floor of what was left of that movie theater. The fucking sprinklers came on. I mean, what more could you ask for? We burned that place the fuck down. And even if it didn't burn down, it wouldn't matter. Because there's no way they could have cleaned that. They would have had to demolish the whole building anyway. Just because the stench of all the shit in the piss. Oh, the piss! How could I forget about the piss? There was a couple in front of us that brought their kid to the movie, just hoping for a nice evening out with the family. I pissed all over them. They were mortified. They are never going to go to another movie again. I mean, partially because we burned the theater down, but also because I pissed on them. I mean, can you imagine the stories they're going to tell? Insane. In-fucking-sane. We weren't even humans in there. We were animals. We were chicken jockeys.
Oh, yeah, we were. Oh, let's turn on the news and see if we made the news.
Oh, we have to have made the news. Probably the national news.
Breaking news, UK. A local movie theater was burned to the ground when a bunch of teenagers shot off fireworks and a gun during the Minecraft movie. These 4 teenagers are currently wanted.
We made the news!
We want it! The police want us!
Yeah, they do!
Joseph, show us the video.
Uh-huh.
The video that you took of us, like, fucking up the theater? You have the video, right?
I didn't get a chance to get a video, dude.
What, you didn't get the video?
No, I had popcorn and the silly string, and don't forget the fireworks.
Yeah, he had a lot of jobs.
I only have 2 hands.
We pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time, and we don't even have a video of it?
We have a memory.
That's true. We do have a memory.
I mean, it would be really cool if we could have put it on TikTok.
Yeah, that would have been sick as hell. But, I mean, you know what? I'm selfish. This can just be our little moment, just between us as friends and the other people in the movie theater that burned down. Yeah, yeah, you know, we made the news. That's not nothing either.
I mean, we did make the actual news.
Yeah, I mean, there are plane crashes that don't make the news.
There's shootings that don't make the news.
Yeah, what we did is worse than a shooting.
It is.
Fuck. Hey there, you 4 are under arrest. Yeah! Fucking you! What? Well, you're arresting us because we pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time.
Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey! Chicken jockey!
I'm arresting you because you burned down a movie theater and you pissed on some people, so you're now a sex offender. Well, that was going to happen eventually, right? Well, no. And also there was the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, the fireworks were sick.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, and then there was the gun thing. That was especially fucked up. Oh, yeah, that was Jeffy's idea. I wish I could take credit for it. So you just, slap on the old handcuffs and take us down to the courthouse. No, I don't have enough handcuffs, but, I mean, you guys have to go to court. Well, we're not, actually going to go to jail, though, right? Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? Of course you're going to go to jail. You committed arson and a whole bunch of other crimes. Wait, Junior, is he fucking serious?
Yeah, are you saying facts?
It's just like a slap on the wrist, though, right? No, I'm talking like prison, like multiple years in prison. What the fuck? That can happen?
Wait, it was a joke.
Well, it was funny, though. No, it wasn't funny. You guys committed a bunch of crimes and people got hurt. We're fucked.
Wait, it was a joke. We did it. It was a ha-ha joke.
No, there's no exemption for jokes.
Joseph, it's all your fucking fault for not filming the TikTok. And we had the TikTok, he'd see it was a joke. He thinks we did it on purpose.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, and it would have at least been worth it.
We did it on purpose, but, it was a joke purpose.
It was pretty funny. We said chicken jockey and shit. I'm going to have to take you guys down to the courthouse.
But other people were doing it.
No, they weren't. Come on.
No, other people...
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph Cody and Jeffy. You four are being accused of yelling chicken jockey at the Minecraft movie, and then throwing popcorn all over the theater, lighting off fireworks, pissing on your fellow moviegoers, riding a chicken around the theater while it was shitting, shooting a gun, and then eventually burning down the entire movie theater. Boys, what would make you commit such a crazy crime?
Well, Your Honor, Jack Black said chicken jockey, like from the Minecraft game. He said a video game reference. How else are we teenage boys supposed to react? Sit in our seats and not ride a live chicken that's shitting? I think not.
Now, I do see how that would be very exciting for you boys, but you should still know better than to act that way in public. You ruined the movie experience for everybody who was in the theater. Well, even people who weren't in the theater, because you burned the entire theater down. My point is, do you boys feel any remorse for what you've done?
Your Honor, if anyone in the theater is complaining about what we did, they obviously aren't Minecraft fans. They should be proud about how crazy we went.
I see you have no remorse for what you've done. Well, since you boys love mining and crafting so much, your punishment will be to build a new movie theater for this community. And you can't have any outside help. You have to build it with wood and pickaxes and netherrack and redstone or whatever the fuck.
Your Honor, how the fuck are we supposed to build a movie theater? We're just kids.
Well, you boys managed to find a way to bring a live shitting chicken and a gun into a movie theater, so I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. And if you don't build the theater by tomorrow, you will all go to jail for 5 years. Case dismissed.
By tomorrow?
Come on, guys, let's get started.
But this is fucking impossible!
Okay, guys, let's get started on this movie theater.
God, this chicken fucking stinks. Guys, we're so screwed. There's no way we're gonna build a movie theater from scratch.
Well, I don't know how you'd build it from a scratch. You have to use your fingernails.
What, no, I just mean, scratching isn't we're not going to build it with no help.
We have help, Cody. There's four of us.
Well, okay, yeah, there are four of us, but we need materials.
Okay, well, one of us can go look for materials. Joseph, go out in the woods and collect wood.
Okay, dude, I got you.
What do I do? Me and Jeffy.
You can go look for hammers.
Look for hammers?
Yeah, and pickaxes.
I'm just going to find those?
Yeah, just go look for it. And Jeffy, you can go help Joseph look for wood, too, because you have strength, so you can, push trees down.
Okay.
And I'll draw what I think a movie theater should look like.
This is stupid. This isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Wait, say that again.
I said this isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Say the first sentence.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say that again.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say it one more time.
This isn't Minecraft.
But what if it was?
What are you talking about?
I'll see you at court tomorrow.
Where the fuck are you going? We only have 24 hours!
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today, I will be seeing this brand new movie theater that these boys built for our community. Boys, where is this movie theater?
It's right here, sir.
Oh, I see. This must be a video of it.
No, we made it in Minecraft.
What?
That's the game Minecraft. We made the movie theater in Minecraft.
Oh, that
That is actually very cool. You have the seats and the screen and that is quite cool, but I actually meant a real movie theater in real life.
You never said that, Your Honor. You said a movie theater for our community, and it's a public server so anyone can join and go in the theater.
Damn! I've been duped! You kids win this time, but I'll be back! I'll be back!
Where did he go?
It doesn't matter, guys! We won!
Marvin, what movie do you want to watch?
I don't know. Maybe we could
watch. Bibs, can I please have some money?
No, Dougie. Why do you need money?
Because the new Madden came out, and all I want to play is the Kentucky Fried Cheese. It's Patrick Mahomes, boy.
You don't need the new Madden, Dougie. It's the same game every year. They don't change anything about it.
But you see, Marvin, this year's is different because they have someone new on the cover.
They always have someone new on the cover.
That's what makes it different. So can I please have it? It's only $99.99 for taxes and fees.
Come on, Marvin. And buy your friend the game.
See, I like what she said.
All right, Dougie, if I buy you this game, will you never ask me for anything for the rest of the year?
Well, you see, I also want to go to strip club, too.
You're not going to the strip club. You know, I'm not giving you any money because you're going to blow it on strippers.
My Bibs, you're so mean to me.
Go, Dougie. So annoying. He's always asking for money.
Steve, baby. What's poppin', mommy?
What?
What's going on, Steve? Why'd you call me here?
You called me here.
Oh, yeah! I got some big ideas for this company, Steve.
Well, Ronald, we don't really need big ideas right now. The company's doing fine.
Yeah, but my ideas will send this company skyrocketing, Steve. I'm talking straight to the stratosphere, Steve.
Okay, Ronald, what are your ideas?
Okay, first, I was thinking we stop focusing so much on burgers and we start focusing more on computers.
But computers?
Yeah, so I found out there's this company that's worth trillions called Apples. And guess what kind of product Apples make, Steve? Give me a hint, it's not Apples!
Well, Apple makes computers.
Where'd you steal my joke, Steve? How did you know that?
They're a very popular company, Ronald.
You own one, don't you?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, burn it! Because they've been stealing their ideas from me, Steve! Guess what their laptop's called? A MacBook. And guess what our most delicious, most popular burger's called? A Big Mac. They've been stealing my name right out of my ass, Steve. Sue 'em.
But Ronald, you don't own the word Mac.
I invented Mac. Sue 'em.
But what about kids named Mac?
Kick sand in their eyes. Then sue their parents for everything they're worth.
Okay, but what about mac and cheese?
That's a good one, Steve. Why are they even called that? They should be called noodles and cheese. Where'd they get the name from, Steve? Me.
Well, it comes from macaroni, which is the name of the noodle.
Sue macaroni. And sue that asshole that sticks a feather in his cat, too.
But what about macadamia nuts?
I want you to sue the nut who thought it would be a good idea to steal my idea. They don't call me MacDonald for nothing, Steve.
Ronald, your name is McDonald.
Sue Mickey Mouse.
Now, Ronald, this is getting ridiculous.
No, you know what's ridiculous, Steve? The fact that we don't sell burgers in India. I feel like that's kind of a missed opportunity. I dropped my beer bottle. But like I was saying, missed opportunity. Because there's like a lot of people there. And I feel like there's a lot of hungry people in that India. So why aren't we selling beef there, Steve?
Well, people in India don't eat cows.
Okay, throw some cows on a cruise ship and send them over there.
No, Ronald, I mean they don't want to eat cows.
They haven't tried my shit, have they, Steve? They haven't tried my shit, because if they tried it, they would love it. Because my shit good, Steve.
I know it's
my
good.
My shit good, Steve?
Ronald, they don't eat cows because it's against their religion.
Okay, Steve, I got it. I say that we do a reverse Chick-fil-A campaign in India. I'm talking chickens holding up signs and shit saying, eat more cows. That shit would go crazy.
It would go crazy with protests.
I like that, Steve. Protests mean change. So, when I come back here, you better be showing me some pictures of happy beef-eating Indians. Say it with me, Steve. Happy beef-eating Indians. Good boy. Get to it, Steve.
I'll get right on that. He's driving this company into the ground. He needs to die. I'm gonna hire someone.
Oh, you sick asshole.
Where am I gonna find a hitman?
Hey, old man, move head, you're blocking tits.
Oh, you look scary.
Thank you. Now move head, you're blocking tits.
I was just wondering if I could hire you to, kill someone.
Whoa, dude, you can't talk like that out loud. The police will go crazy. If you want to talk like that, you have to speak in code, like, I want you to make that man swim with the fishes, or I want you to take out the trash.
Oh, okay, I understand. Well, can you, take someone out for me?
No, I am no hitman. Plus, killing people is wrong.
Oh, I just thought, you know, because you're so scary and you were giving me advice, I assumed.
No, I would try that guy over there.
Oh, boom and boom and that!
Hey, are you gonna pay me?
No, cause I ain't got no money.
Well, then I'm gonna get off the stage.
No, bring me them boomies back! Man, I guess I could just sniff the pole like a fresh sniff. Oh, it smells like shrimp!
Excuse me, Mr. Dinosaur Man.
What you want, old man?
How would you like to make $1,000,000?
Oh, like the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where you answer all the questions? I like to choose C for all the answers. Final answer, did I win?
But no.
Okay, well then I'd like to change my answer. B, final answer.
No.
Okay, well then can I call my cousin Doodle-Ass? Because he's the smartest person in my family. He did one semester of community college up in Pittsburgh.
Okay, but that's not what I want to hire you for.
And he can show you where Mount Rushmore is on maps.
Oh, that's very impressive.
And I think Benjamin Franklin was the first president.
Oh, that's wrong, but okay.
And Helen Keller flew the first airplanes with the Wright brothers.
Look, I'm not paying you for information. I'm going to give you $1,000,000 to, take someone out for me.
Oh, $1,000,000 to take someone out?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well, who I got to take out?
Ronald McDonald.
Oh, Ronald Donald, the chicken nugget man?
Yes, him.
Okay, well, $1,000,000 to take him out? Sure, can I take him to McDonald's?
No, don't do it there. Do it somewhere nice and private.
Okay, well, if I'm gonna take some out, I'm gonna need some money, because your boy pocket empty.
Oh, yes, of course, you need money for a gun. Here's $100, that should do it.
Okay, you know, can I keep the leftovers, or do you want them?
Oh, I don't want them. You should probably burn the leftovers.
Okay, well, I could just eat them.
Oh, dear God.
Well, I'm a dinosaur, I'm so hungry.
Oh, of course, that makes sense. Just burn whatever you don't eat.
Okay, all right, so I'm just gonna take out Ronald Donald and I get me $1,000,000.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna go do it.
Oh, that was easy. I don't even have to pay him.
Listen, man, I don't know who the hell you are, but I really appreciate you taking me to dinner. Usually, I'm the one taking other people to dinner. Normally, Hookish.
Yeah, man, I just want to take you out, no diddy.
My guy.
Hello, is there anything else I can get for you guys?
Yeah, ma'am.
Oh, well, what would you like?
I'm looking at it!
I'm gonna go get my manager.
Ooh, threesome. Foursome? No, you could never. You would never. You'd never be crazy. No. No.
All right, Mr. Muffin Mans, I took them out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they even ate all the leftovers, too. So where's my $1,000,000?
Oh, well, do you have any proof?
Yeah, my belly's really full.
Well, that's not exactly proof.
Okay, fine. I got one cheese stick left, but I promise I eat it.
Wait, a cheese stick?
Yeah, I took them out to Applebee's. They got endless apps.
Oh, no, idiot. I meant take him out.
I'm confused. I did. I took him to Applebee's.
No, you don't take him out. Like, you know, mow him down.
You ain't say nothing about no mow.
Well, that's what I meant. I meant mow him down.
Okay, see, well, you didn't say that. You just said take him out. So if I go mow him down, you give me $1,000,000?
Yes.
Okay, you want this?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't want it.
All right.
Look at this shit. I gotta tell Steve.
Hello, Ronald?
Steve, baby!
You're still alive?
Yep, still kicking. You know what they say? A big man per day keeps the doctor away.
That's not what they say, Ronald.
I'm pretty sure that's what they say, Steve. Anyway, you will not believe what just happened to me.
What, did someone try to kill you?
No, Steve! Why would you say something like that? Why would anyone want to kill me? Now, you remember that guy that took me out to dinner earlier for free? Well, now he's back at my house. Mowing my lawn for free! Me! He's mowing my lawn for free! A billionaire, Steve! Fire the gardener right now.
He's mowing your lawn?
Yeah, listen! You hear that, Steve? What a schmuck!
Yeah, what a schmuck.
Yeah, what a schmuck, Steve. So, Steve, I know it doesn't look the best, you know, since he's a black dinosaur doing free lay before a white clown. So I was thinking if he does a good enough job, you know, maybe I throw him a few bucks. Steve? Maybe I throw him a few bucks, Steve? Should I tip him, Steve?
Don't tip him.
Oh, Steve, you old racist bastard! Just like Grimace! Fine, I won't tip his ass! Bye! Dumbass!
Ah, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood's outdid.
No, you didn't! You mowed his lawn!
Yeah, I just ain't weedy because you ain't asked me to do that, so $1 million, please!
No, because you didn't do the job I told you to do!
I did everything you told me to do! I took him out, I mowed the lawn, so I want my $1 million!
I was talking in code.
Listen, man, I ain't built the pyramids, that was the estheticians.
What, you mean the Egyptians?
Yeah, that's why I said, because I'm smart. I can even tell you the capital of Greece. Uppercase G. See, you ain't think I knew all my letters, but I know all my letters and they sizes. Upper capes and under capes. And my favorite captain is caped in front from Pirates of the Caribbean, Bill.
Oh my god, idiot, shut up. Listen, do you want the $1 million?
The color purple's in the rainbow, I think. Wait a minute. There goes some silver. There goes brown. There's black. White. Gold. I think it's purple in there.
Do you want the $1 million or not?
Yes, I want the $1 million!
Then I need you to take out the trash.
Oh, take out the trash!
Yes.
Trash taken out!
Yes.
I'll take out the trash.
Okay, good. Then you'll get the $1 million, but only if you take out the trash the right way.
Wait a minute, Mr. Rogers, are you talking in pyramids again?
Yes.
Well, how tall do you want the pyramid to be?
You're not building a pyramid!
Oh, thank God, because that would have been a lot of sand and soap.
Just go take out the goddamn trash!
Okay, I'll take out trash. Trash taken out. Trash won't even see it coming, too.
Just go!
Okay!
Jesus, God, I hope he gets it right.
Steve!
What happened, Ronald? Did you get shot?
No! You're not gonna believe this, Steve! You remember the guy that took me to dinner for free and then mowed my lawn for free?
Yeah?
Well, now he's taking out my trash for free, Steve!
God damn it.
Listen, Steve, I know you're racist, but we gotta pay this guy. We gotta put him on payroll. He's doing all my chores, Steve! Hey, you think he could whack me off, Steve? Nah. He wouldn't need it. That'd be crazy. No.
Ronald, are you looking at the phone?
Yeah.
All right, man, I took out the trash.
You took out his goddamn trash?
Yeah, that's what you told me to do.
That's not what I wanted you to do.
Listen, man, I did everything you asked me to do. I took him out, I mowed the lawn, I took out the trash, so I want my $1 million. So go to your pyramids and give me my $1 million.
I wanted you to kill him. I wanted to pay you $1 million to kill Ronald McDonald. I was looking for a hitman. Freeze, you're under arrest. Get on the ground. Oh, damn it.
It's a good thing we were doing a prostitution sting in this strip club, Simmons.
Yeah, mate.
Now we uncovered this plot. Come on, Bob, you're going to jail.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer Man.
Yes?
Before you take him to jail, so can you go into his pyramids and give me my $1 million?
What are you talking about?
He owes me $1 million, and I think the only way he got $1 million is because he'd be running a laundry machine.
Do you know what he's talking about? Oh, dear God, just take me to jail.
But what about my $1 million? I know purple wasn't in the rainbow. Ask the audience. 50-50. Man, I hate game shows. I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too, Marvin.
What do you guys want for dinner?
I think me and Daddy should get Slurpees.
Ooh, I want a Slurpee.
How would that work?
We're not getting Slurpees for dinner, guys. We need actual food.
Marvin, if you go get Slurpees, can I have a blue one?
Oh, I want mine to be blonde.
I mean, I guess I could get a red one.
Oh, Daddy likes red edge? Hell yeah.
All right, let's go to the gas station, Jeff, and get Slurpees.
The gas station to get Slurpees?
I mean, that's the closest place. We're not going all the way to the movies to get a Slurpee.
You're telling me we can get slurped off at the movie theater? Let's go do that!
Oh, no, we're not going to go spend all that money to watch a movie just to get a Slurpee. Let's just get them at the gas station. They're cheaper.
Okay,
Donnie. Whatever you say, you're the expert.
Come on. Remember, I want a blue one.
Donnie, this is not what I had in mind when I said I wanted a Slurpee.
What'd you have in mind?
I wanted strong mouth game from a lot lizard.
That would be $3 for these slushies.
Well, I have exactly $3, so it's my lucky day. Oh, God, you stink.
Give him money.
No, get back, stinktard.
Oh, come on, Daddy, be nice. He needs money, so give him some money.
No, Jeffy, if I give him money, it'll enable him to not have a job.
Well, no, Daddy, put yourself in his shoes. What if you were like him?
Okay, fine. You can have $1.
All of it.
Well, oh, wow. You give a little and they take a lot.
Oh, my God. That was the nicest thing I had ever seen. You know what? You can have the slushies for free, my friend.
You see that, Dad? When you do something nice, you get shit.
Now let's go in the parking lot and see if we can get sucked off.
Oh, I've never had anything free before. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeffy, how's that Slurpee?
Don't you dare call it that, getting my hopes up. This slushie is mediocre at best. The Slurpee that I was expecting would have been tears.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, what was on the road?
Daddy, look out!
What? Was that a body?
It looked like it, Daddy.
Okay, let me go see what that is.
Oh, my God, it is a body. Sir?
Where am I?
You're laying in the middle of the road.
How did I get here?
I have no idea, but I can call an ambulance or the cops.
Maybe you could give me a ride home.
Oh, give you a ride home? I only have 2 seats in my car.
You have seats in the back, Daddy.
Oh, you piece of shit. Get in the car, Jeffy.
Come on, Daddy. Do the right thing.
Okay, listen. I can give you a ride to your house, but you have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Slushies.
You have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, come on. Sit in the back.
All right, everybody in the car?
Yes, sir.
No.
Jeffy, you are in the car.
Well, I'm a liar, so.
All right, let's get going.
Maybe we could have turned on some music. Possibly the radio?
Oh, yeah, I'll turn that on for you.
I'll turn it on for you.
No, I was getting to it.
No, you weren't, Jeffy.
Yes, I was.
How that?
Oh, very nice. I like this fish.
All right, let's go, guys. Bodies hit the floor. Bitch, bodies hit the floor. Have him swimming in his blood while he crawling on the floor. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, we are home.
Oh, wow. That's a big house.
Thanks.
My daddy doesn't make the house payment, and we're on the verge of eviction.
Jeff, do not tell people our personal business. Okay, so I'm going to take my wife and her blue Slurpee.
Slushy.
Her blue slushy. So I'm going to leave you guys in the car, okay? So, Jeffy, you keep an eye on him. Do not leave him alone in the car, okay?
Okay.
No, swear to me you will not leave this car.
Daddy, I swear on your life I will not leave this car.
Okay, good.
All right, Bing Bong, so check it. I gotta use the bathroom, so you stay right here, okay?
Okay, I will stay right here.
Promise me you will not leave this car.
I promise I will not leave this car.
All right, cool. I'm out this bitch.
Oh, not my problem.
All right, baby, here's your blue Slurpee.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, but it's a little melted.
Yeah, it was a long story, so I'm at the gas station, and this homeless guy asked me for money, and I say, ew.
Marvin, that's not very nice.
I know, Jeffy said it wasn't nice, so Jeffy tells me to give the homeless guy money, so I give the homeless guy money, and the gas station attendant thinks we're so nice, he gives us the Slurpees for free.
Oh, that's great, Marvin.
Yeah, so it felt good doing something nice, so I'm on the drive home, and I see this Asian man laying in the road.
What?
Yeah, and so I get out of my car, and he asks if I can give him a ride home. So I'm like, sure, because I want to do something nice, because maybe something nice will come from that. So the Asian man is sitting in the car with Jeffy right now.
Wait, what, Marvin? You left him alone with an Asian guy that you don't know?
Okay, the Asian guy is like 80 years old, and he just needs a ride home, and I have Jeffy watching him. Everything's fine.
But what if something bad happens to Jeffy?
Nothing bad will happen to Jeffy.
What's up, Daddy?
Jeffy, you swore on my life you would not leave the car.
Well, it looks like you're fucked.
What, Jeffy, you really left that Asian guy in the car with it running?
No, Daddy, he's going to the bathroom right now.
Okay, good. I thought you left him in the car. I didn't want him to steal my car.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
Marvin, I don't know how I feel about a stranger in the house.
Listen, he's like 80 years old. He's just using the bathroom. He doesn't even know where he's at. So look, I'm just going to get him real quick, and I'm going to take him to his house.
What if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese? Can I go?
He doesn't live at Chuck E. Cheese.
How do you know? Were you in the car? Did you talk to him? Because I talked to him, and he told me he lived at Chuck E. Cheese.
He does not live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ask him. Which bathroom is he in?
That one.
Okay, I'm going to go see.
Hey, excuse me, buddy. I know you're using the bathroom in there, but my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true? You live at Chuck E. Cheese? I'm coming in. I just want to know if you live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom!
Yeah, the other bathroom!
Oh, okay. Hey, my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true?
Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom either!
The other one!
Okay. Oh, he better be in this one.
Jesus Christ! Privacy! Donkey!
Sorry, Jeffy told me that there was an Asian man in here.
What? No, Donkey, but since you're in here, would you like to wipe?
No, I'm not gonna wipe.
Alright, cross the cross.
Jeffy, he is not in any of the bathrooms.
Maybe he finished. Something I didn't get to do trying to get a Slurpee at the gas station. My balls are as blue as mommy's drink.
Jeffy, seriously, he's not in any of the bathrooms. Where is he?
Well, he did say he was hungry.
So he could be in the kitchen, but if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese, why would he be hungry?
I don't know. Maybe the pizza's not good. Maybe we should try it. Maybe we should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, listen, I'm gonna go check the kitchen. If he's not in there, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, this SpaghettiO smells delicious.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm looking for someone.
Hey, Marvin, my SpaghettiO man. Look who came inside, everybody. A hungry, hungry hippo. Hey, hey, you want a scoop of SpaghettiOs? I know you hungry. You ain't ate in days. Oh, wait. Big bowl or small bowl? Which one are you? You're a big bowl boy, ain't you?
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
I'll go ahead and feed you some SpaghettiOs. You starving, boy.
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
You don't want any more scoops? How can you turn that shit into SpaghettiOs? What the hell is wrong with you?
Listen, have you seen an 80-year-old Asian man walking around the kitchen?
What the fuck? No. Where would he be?
Listen, I picked up this Asian man and I let him in the house to use the bathroom.
Why would you let him in the house and just leave him wandering around in the house? That's stupid.
Well, listen, I can't find him and I didn't know if you saw him.
No, I have not seen an Asian man walking around here. I definitely would have noticed him with chopsticks, Marvin. Look, if you left a random man walking around in the house, you better call the police. He could be stealing something out of a trash can or something.
Oh, you're right. If I can't find him, he's probably trying to grab all our valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know how my kitchen appliances are.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go call the cops.
Thank you, God.
Oh, man. I guess I'm gonna have to call the cops.
What? Why?
Because he's not in any of the bathrooms. He's not in the kitchen.
Well, did he go back to the car?
Maybe he went back to the car after he used the bathroom.
I'll go check for you, Daddy.
Yeah, Jeffy, can you go downstairs and check and see if he went back to the car?
Sure, Daddy. I'll do that. I wouldn't want you walking down all those stairs with your old knees.
Okay, just let me know if he's in there. I really hope he went back to the car.
Nope, not here.
Ooh, Jeffy, was he out there?
No.
What, you swear he wasn't out there?
I swear, Daddy, he was not outside.
What, you swear to me earlier, you lied.
No, Daddy, this time, I'm not even playing. I swear he was not outside.
Oh, my God, so if he's not back in the car, that means he's somewhere in the house. He's probably stealing shit or maybe he's trying to be a squatter. Maybe he's in the attic. Okay, that's it. I am calling the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, so I kind of have a really, really weird issue.
Oh, well, you know, when you get to be our age, that just kind of happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, you know, it just doesn't work as good as it used to. I mean, they make pills for that, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
That's not my issue.
Oh, well, me neither. What's your problem?
Okay, so it's kind of a long story.
Oh, I don't have time for long stories. I didn't take my ADHD medicine today, so keep it short.
Okay, so how do I make this short? So I was at the gas station and I gave this homeless guy money, and then I got in my car.
Who drew that?
What?
Who drew that on the doorframe?
That was Jeffy.
Oh, why did you do that?
It was like in his first video.
His first video?
Well, like the remake.
Oh.
Listen, I was at the gas station, yeah. And I'm trying to make it short. A homeless guy money give.
Okay, this is much better. I can follow this.
Yeah, car road guy pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long story short, there's an 80-year-old Asian man lost in my house.
Okay, I actually might want to hear the long version because I have a lot of questions. I feel like you left out some important details.
Okay, so I'm driving in the car and I see this Asian man laying in the road. And I ask him if he's okay. He needs me to take him to his house, but I need to drop the Slurpees off. So I go inside to drop the Slurpees off and then he gets lost in my house.
So let me see if I have this right. You just got a stranger off the street and you let him into your house and you just lost track of him?
I did not let him in my house. I left him in the car. My son let him in the house because he had to use the bathroom.
Okay, still, he ended up in your house.
Yes, but listen, I just thought he had to use the bathroom. Now I can't find him. Now he's lost.
Okay, well, this doesn't really sound like an emergency. This sounds like you're a sore loser at hide-and-seek.
Well, no, I don't want him hiding in my house. I checked all the bathrooms. I checked the kitchen. He's literally nowhere, and he's 80 years old, so I know he can't fit in any tight places.
Oh, yep, you're right. I mean, squeezing into things is a young man's game. I just don't know what you want me to do that you haven't done.
Well, you're a cop. You're better at looking for things, so I thought maybe you could look around the house. Because you guys find drugs, and you guys find bombs.
I will come in for a few minutes, okay? I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to come in.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The cops, because I called them.
Oh, what's he doing?
Looking for the missing Asian guy.
What missing Asian guy? Oh, that guy! I forgot!
What? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Look what I found!
You found him?
Dinner!
Wait, you didn't find the Asian guy?
Nope, but what I did find is a big-ass bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Wait, no, you're supposed to be looking for the Asian guy!
Look, I looked all over this house. He's not here, okay?
Well, did you look in the attic?
Daddy?
Why is the police officer man eating SpaghettiOs out of my poop bowl?
Poop bowl?
Yeah, it's the bowl I poop in. I keep it beside my bed because sometimes at night when I'm lazy and I don't want to go to the bathroom, I just pull my pants down and shit off the side of the bed into this bowl. And then sometimes when I'm really lazy, I just shit in my hand and just drop it into the bowl.
Alright, he's not in the attic, so I'm gonna get back to my...
I wouldn't eat out of that bowl.
Oh yeah? Because you want all the SpaghettiOs to yourself, huh? Well, not gonna happen.
Oh my god, I get...
How's that taste, buddy?
Tastes kind of weird, honestly.
Yeah, like poop?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, listen, if we can't find him, what does that mean?
It means he's not here.
Okay, well, you checked the attic, you checked all around the house. Is there a chance that maybe he walked back outside and laid back in the road?
Yes, that's probably exactly what happened.
Okay, good.
Good, yeah. Hold on, I'm getting a call. My work phone.
Why does your phone look like that?
They don't want us texting. Hello? Oh my god. Oh my god. Ugh, alright, bye. Ugh, my wife's making meatloaf for dinner, so I'm gonna keep eating these SpaghettiOs. What? Now I'm getting a call on my walkie-talkie. Is it Spider-Man?
Attention all units, all units, Spider-Man. There's a high-speed chase, an old Asian man driving a black Camaro. Proceed with caution.
Whoa, you guys hear that? There's a black Camaro in a high-speed chase being driven by an Asian man. Well, he can't be your Asian man, because that guy didn't have a car. But anyway, I'm gonna go join that chase, but I am gonna take these with me.
What?
If I go look in that fucking driveway, is my black Camaro there?
Yeah.
You fucking swear.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if it's not?
No, it is.
It fucking better be there.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, I'm a liar. I lied.
Jeffy.
I know. I'm a stinker. Be you.
Where the fuck is he?
He's hiding.
Oh, where is he? Jeffy, you come out right now.
I don't want you to hit me.
Oh, I'm doing way more than hitting you. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. There you are! So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
You guys want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh my god, yes!
Oh, dude, is it like Fast and Furious? I love racing movies.
Yeah, I want to watch a Drag Race movie.
No, it's a fashion show about drag queens.
It's men who dress up like women.
Oh, dude, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this.
Joseph, you said you needed help with that thing. I'm coming.
Junior, come sit back down!
Yeah, don't worry, Junior. You're gonna love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race! That drag badass! RuPaul's Drag Race! Yes, drag badass!
Hello! Welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's me, RuPaul! We're down to our grand finale and the last two contestants. Let's meet them. Our first contestant is Dixie Tucker.
Where is she tucking it? I wonder.
Our second contestant is Tasha Salad.
Oh my god, my favorite dressing is balsamic. Or balsucket.
Ooh, I don't know who should win, Dixie or Tasha.
I hope Tasha wins. She was the underdog this season.
Who do you think's gonna win, Junior?
Huh?
Who do you think is hot?
Those are dudes, right?
Well, yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
Win what?
Well, the competition. Which one do you think's the better woman?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'll ask you after they do their thing.
Now, these two lovely ladies are going to have a dance-off to see who's going to be crowned the next drag superstar. Come on, ladies, dance! Oh, I've seen enough. Oh, RuPaul has made her decision. The next drag superstar is... Superstar. Well, oh, you deserve it. Dixie Tucker, sashay away.
Hey, I can't believe I lied.
Hey, Tasha won.
Oh my god, yes! Junior, do you think she deserved it?
Yeah, was she hot enough to win?
That's a dude, though, right?
Yeah, we told you it was, but is she hot, though?
She's, not a...
Come on, Junior, you can say it.
Yeah, we're not gonna make fun of you.
I don't...
Junior, if you think she's hot, just say so. It's okay.
Junior, it's just between us. Who are we gonna tell?
I mean... She, I...
gay.
Oh my god, Junior, why don't you go marry her?
What?
We told you she was a dude. I'm gonna go tell Chef Pee Pee.
Let's tell Chef Pee Pee you today!
Cooking up the brownies!
The brownies!
Chef Pee Pee, Chef Pee Pee, Chef Pee Pee!
What?
Junior?
Yes, yes, yes?
We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's this drag queen named Tasha Salad, and Junior said she was hot.
It's not true, Chef Pee Pee!
Gay boy! You were a gay boy!
No, I just said she was I!
You like boy booty and I.
Booty boy. No, I know. I was just saying it because I didn't want to be homophobic.
Nah, you just a booty diver.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Relax, Junior. I was just yanking your crank.
Junior, you don't have to cry about it.
But you guys baited me into thinking that guy was hot.
It's okay. I'm gay.
I wish I had a TV show like RuPaul.
What would your TV show even be about?
I don't know, like giving makeovers to homeless people or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, we could call it Extreme Homeless Makeover.
Oh my god, I love that name.
Why would you give a homeless person a makeover? They're just gonna end up being stinky again.
Well, Junior, they need makeovers more than anybody. That's why they can't get jobs, because they're so dirty and stinky. But if we give them a makeover, they could actually pass a job interview.
Do you think we could record it and upload on YouTube and get millions of views and make millions of dollars?
Junior, I think we can help homeless people.
We would be helping the homeless people because we'd be giving them a makeover. In return, we get views and money.
Well, I kind of just wanted to do it to help the homeless people.
Cody, I don't think you guys are understanding me. We're going to be helping the homeless people, but we're going to be making some profit by doing it.
Junior, I don't think we should profit off of homeless people.
Listen, we have to make a profit somehow. Everyone makes money in this world. There's a business and doing things. And listen, guys, we're going to do it. Okay, let's start doing it.
Okay, but how are we going to do that? We're just kids.
I have a camera.
Wow, you read my mind.
I have a camera. I'll record you guys giving the homeless guy a makeover, and I'll upload it, and I'll manage the channel and the money and everything else, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm going to grab my camera. Let's go find a homeless guy.
Okay.
Guys, there's a smelly bum right here.
Junior, don't call him that.
Okay, I'm recording.
Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to my...
TV. Welcome to my crib. Is this cardboard box made of cardboard?
Mr. Homeless Guy, you're on camera. We are doing a makeover show.
Oh, hi, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Can we give you a makeover so that you can make money and get a job?
I pooped in my britches.
Which is why we're going to give you a makeover.
My butt's itchy. You gonna wipe me, lady?
We're gonna give you a makeover. Come on, let's go.
Okay, Mr. Homeless Guy, sit down over here.
Why didn't you guys put a towel before you sat down? Now my couch is gonna smell bad.
Junior, don't say that.
This whole thing is stupid.
What's wrong, Junior?
We're doing this whole thing wrong, Cody.
Well, what's wrong about it?
The homeless guy hasn't cried yet.
Well, why would he cry?
Because he's supposed to be so grateful we're gonna give him a makeover. He starts bawling his eyes out. That's what people on YouTube want to see. Someone being grateful and crying. When Mr. Beast gives out a card, they cry.
Well, we're not giving him a car. We're just offering him a makeover. And as far as he knows, we might be lying.
This whole thing's dumb.
Is someone ever wipe my stinky ass or what?
Oh my god, he's missing an ear!
Oh, and he smells like shit.
See, that's what you gotta say on camera. People gotta feel bad for him from being so gross.
But Junior, that's mean.
Look, we're gonna restart and do it my way. So look, we're gonna say that we found the homeless guy and we brought him on the couch. Go.
Oh, hi everyone. So we found this homeless guy outside and we brought him inside to give him a makeover. Cody's gonna go and clean him up.
What, me? Why me?
Yeah, Cody, go on outside and hose him down.
Hose him down? That's not gonna be a good look for the channel. Why don't we just let him take a shower?
We're not letting that gross piece of shit in my bathroom. He's gonna make my bathroom smell bad.
But Junior, I hope you know you can't keep any of this in the video.
I'll edit it out. Look, go outside and hose him down. And Penelope, say we'll cut to these messages.
We'll cut after these messages.
All right, go hose him down, Cody.
My butt's squishy.
Oh, come on. Okay, we're back.
I'm back. No. Take a banana tuna. I'm shady.
Well, he looks a lot better.
Yeah, I tried to clean all the dirt and shit off of him the best I could with just the hose and no soap.
He still hasn't cried?
No.
Mr. Homeless Guy, can you please cry for us?
I haven't cried since my friend Chuckles the Squirrel died.
Well, can you think back to when Chuckles the Squirrel died and cry?
Who's Chuckles the Squirrel?
You just said he's your friend that died.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, we need you to cry. So if you cry, I'll give you a chalupa from Taco Bell.
Wah, I want a chalupa.
No, don't cry yet. You have to cry after Penelope talks to you. Then you get the chalupa. All right, and go.
Junior, I don't think this is a good
idea. Do it!
Okay. Mr. Homeless Guy, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
Wah, give me a chalupa.
No, you don't mention the chalupa yet. Listen, after you say you're happy about your bath, that's when you get your chalupa.
I say that, and I get a chalupa.
Yes.
In my mouth.
Yes.
Sour cream.
There is sour cream on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
All right, Mr. Homeless Man, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
No, hey, back off. You don't get the chalupa yet.
I want a chalupa.
You don't get the chalupa until you say you're happy about your bath.
Well, I'm happy. Give me a chalupa, man.
Okay, have it.
Junior, he just called you Chalupi Man. Aren't people going to wonder what that's about?
We'll name the channel Chalupi Man.
No, Junior. Cody and I already named it. It's Extreme Homeless Makeover.
I guess you can have your chalupa now. Listen, I'm doing what's best for the channel. Look, now give him his full makeover so we can cut to the end and he can look all nice, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy that chalupa.
All right, Junior. I'm all done.
All right, guys. Say it with me. Move that box.
Ta-da!
Oh, wow, he looks so good. Tell us what you did to make him look good.
Okay, so I shaved his beard, and I put that hair on top of his head to cover up his bald spot, and then I brushed his teeth, and I put some blush on his cheeks to give him color, and then I put him in a suit.
So how are you feeling, homeless man?
I feel good.
All right, looks like we did a good job. So, guys, if you want to see us take care of more homeless people and give them makeovers, subscribe to our channel and give us a bunch of money. The end. All right, Cody, you can throw him back on the street. We're done.
We can't just throw him back onto the street.
We used him for what we needed. We gave him a makeover, and we gave him a chalupa so he can leave now.
Well, I guess he does look better.
So please escort the homeless guy out of the house.
Okay, come on.
I love you, Chalupa Man. I'll never forget you.
All right, out you go. I hope you have a good life.
I love you.
Sorry, buddy.
Wah, I want another chalupi.
So did you let Stinky back out in the wild?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, I'm about to edit the video so we can be millionaires.
You're going to have to do a lot of damn editing. You said some terrible things.
But they were all true.
We're only going to have, like, 2 minutes of usable footage.
News!
Breaking news, UK. Billionaire and owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan, has been kidnapped and a ransom note was found at his house. Cops are investigating now.
Hey, that kind of looks like the homeless guy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Guys?
What?
Don't be mad, but I wasn't recording.
Junior!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought I pressed the recording button, but I guess I was just holding the camera.
Junior, you had one job!
I thought I pressed the record button. I'm sorry, guys. Look, we can always go find another homeless guy.
Well, to make us all feel better, we did do it for free. We helped a homeless guy.
But I only wanted to do it if we were going to make money, Cody.
Chalupi! Someone give me a chalupi! Oh, chalupi car.
Oh my god, Mr. Shahid Khan, is that you? We've been looking all over for you.
I want a chalupi.
Oh, of course, you must be starving. Those kidnappers probably didn't feed you. Just get in the car, sir. We'll get you somewhere safe.
Can I have some chalupis?
Yeah, we'll get you a lot of chalupas. Come on.
Junior, we're not finding another homeless guy.
We have to go do it again because we need the footage to make money. We have to make a profit.
Oh, look, the news again.
Breaking news, UK. Billionaire Shahid Khan has been found walking around the streets asking for chalupas. Police say he's a little disoriented, but he is now at home recovering.
Oh, great. The billionaire's safe when there's millions of starving people in the world.
What do you think the homeless guy's doing right now?
He's not doing as good as that billionaire is.
Oh, my God. You're so sexy and rich and hot and rich.
Haha, money, chalupis.
Well, I'm really glad we got you home safe, sir. I guess now we can rip up this ransom note now that we don't have to pay all that money.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Dude, let's watch some cartoons.
Oh, yeah, let's watch SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
But the earlier seasons, those are the better ones.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah, okay, guys, we can watch that. Just don't tell my parents.
What?
Why?
Well, I'm not allowed to watch SpongeBob because my parents say it's too inappropriate.
Too inappropriate? It's SpongeBob.
Dude, it's just a cartoon.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Yeah, see, they don't like any of that. They think it's real, and they don't like that he's down there doing all that. Oh, and they also don't like that he steals women's underwear in that one episode.
Oh, dude, it's my favorite episode.
It's a really good episode. And it turns out Mr. Krabs steals his own mom's underwear.
It's nasty.
Yeah, and that's the first episode they saw, so they think that's all he does, is there's just a real sponge on the bottom of the ocean that steals women's underwear.
Oh. Well, that's kind of lame. He's a goofy goober.
Yeah, they don't like that either. They don't like that he got drunk on ice cream. And they're not even mad that he got drunk. It's just that they're mad that there's alcoholic ice cream on the bottom of the ocean. They don't like any of that.
Okay, well, we won't tell your parents that you're watching SpongeBob.
Okay, sure. Let's watch it. Check this out.
Oh, don't cry, Prue. Daddy's gonna make it all right.
I just don't understand why nobody wants to do the whack with me.
I'll figure it out. SpongeBob, get in here, me boy.
Yes, Mr. Krabs?
I need you to do me a favor.
What is it, Mr. Krabs?
You see, me beautiful daughter Pearl, well, she be lonely, and she's never been with a man, so I need you to,
make her a Krabby Patty?
No! I need you to toss me daughter salad.
But we don't serve salad at the Krusty Krab.
No, I need you to, butter her biscuit.
We don't serve biscuits either. Ay, 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 ay.
Ah! Mr. Krabs, can I have a job? Patrick, just who I was looking for. Of course he can have a job. I need you to, jump me dirty's bones.
You need me to beat up a skeleton?
No, I need you to give her your sea cucumber, me boy.
But I already ate half of it.
Ugh. Mr. Squidward, get in here.
What, Mr. Krabs? I'm about to go on break.
I need you to do something with that nose of yours.
Oh, I love SpongeBob.
He's hilarious.
See, this is what my parents were talking about. It's inappropriate.
There's nothing inappropriate about that, Cody. That's funny. That's just a cartoon.
Yeah, dude, that's humor. Laugh.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa, guys, look, shut up.
Try the new SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal at Wendy's.
Wow, look at that goober box.
Only for a limited time only.
Dude, we have to get that. Oh, my God, Cody, you see the Krabby Patty meal?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea.
It's an awesome idea. I want a SpongeBob goober box.
Dude, I want a goober box. I'm the ultimate goober.
No, I'm a goofy goober.
I'm a goofy goober.
I'm the goofiest goober.
I'm the super goober.
I'm the goofiest goober, goober, goofy.
No way, I'm the goofiest goober. I'm a goober, goober, goober.
I'm a goober.
Guys, you're both goofy goobers.
Thank you.
We try our best.
All right, so let's get Chef Phoebe to take us to the Gooberville.
You mean Wendy's?
Yeah. Chef Phoebe, get in here!
What do you brats want?
We're not brats, Chef Phoebe, we're goobers.
Well, what do you goobers want?
Can you take us to Wendy's so we can get the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
No, I'm not taking you to Wendy's.
But Chef Phoebe, we want to know what the SpongeBob Krabby Patty tastes like.
Look, I'll go to Wendy's myself and get your stupid Krabby Patty meal. Look, I just like to drive alone in the car where I don't have to hear brats screaming in my ears.
Goobers.
Well, goobers, damn it!
Okay, so get 3 Krabby Patty meals from Wendy's.
Okay, fine. I'll get your stupid Krabby Patty meals.
Guys, what do you think the Krabby Patty's gonna taste like?
It's probably just gonna be like a normal Dave single.
Who the hell is Dave?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what they call their burger at Wendy's. It's just like a regular burger.
It's not gonna be a regular burger, Cody. It's gonna be a Krabby Patty. The whole life, everyone's whole life, they wanna know what a Krabby Patty tastes like. It's gonna taste like a Krabby Patty.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be pretty epic. Ooh, what if they have jelly on it like that one episode?
Oh, Cody, do you think they have jellyfish jelly on the Krabby Patty?
No, they didn't show that. It just looked like a normal burger.
Ooh, what about the pickles underneath?
Oh, when I take a bite of mine, I'm gonna hide the pickles under my tongue, and I'm gonna go, still no pickles.
It's
like bubble bath.
Well, this is, I'm really glad you guys are excited. I love that for you guys.
No, it's going to be so fun. And the pineapple frosty.
Oh, yes. Ah, all right, Junior, here's your Krabby Patty meals.
Chef Phoebe, what the fuck?
What did I do wrong?
Did you order the Krabby Patty meals?
Yes, it's right here. They're in the bags. What are you talking about?
Chef Phoebe, these are just a regular Wendy's bag. Where's the SpongeBob with the goober box?
What the hell? No goober box. It's in the bag. Your Krabby Patty meals are in the bag. I got what you asked.
I think you ordered the wrong thing. I don't think you ordered the Krabby Patty meal.
No, I got exactly what you asked. I said to the lady at the window, get me the Krabby Patty meals. 3 of them.
But there's no goober box. Where's the SpongeBob? Hey, there's no SpongeBob on the bag. How would anyone know this is the Krabby Patty meal? There's nothing that says SpongeBob. Cody, do you see anything that says SpongeBob?
No, it just looks like Wendy's.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. They didn't offer a goober box. I just got the meals that you asked, okay?
Okay, I'm the bitch at the drive-thru. Thank you for choosing Wendy's. Would you like to try a SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Yes, please. Can I have 3 of them?
Okay, and would you like the goober, super goober box?
What the hell? No, they didn't offer a goober box, Junior!
So you're telling me she handed you this brown fucking bag at the drive-thru and you said, yep, that's acceptable to me. That is a Krabby Patty meal.
Yeah, that's what you will put a meal in, a damn brown bag, yes.
But it's not supposed to be in a brown bag. On the commercial, right, Cody, it showed a SpongeBob goober box.
Yeah, it looked kinda cool, yeah.
Yeah, there was supposed to be SpongeBob on the box, his SpongeBob's face, supposed to be SpongeBob fry holders. Supposed to be SpongeBob.
Well, look, nigga, I don't work at Wendy's. I got the meal. Look, just eat it, okay?
Yeah, why don't we just eat the goddamn burger?
Okay, please eat the damn burger.
Okay, I'll eat the Krabby Patty. This is not a Krabby Patty. Guys, what the fuck?
Dude, this was not made with love.
Yeah, like I said, this is just a regular old Dave single.
What the fuck, Doug? What the fuck?
Whoa, Junior, calm down.
I'm not gonna calm down. What the fuck is this?
Dude, that's a fair crash shot, because what the hell is this?
You're telling me for years and years and years people want to know what a Krabby Patty tastes like, and finally SpongeBob gives the right to the Krabby Patty to a fucking fast food restaurant, and they give it to bomb-ass, fuck-ass Wendy's, and this is what they do? Like, this is what they do? Like, Cody, be honest. Be real. If you were a regular person walking by and you saw this, do you think it's a SpongeBob meal? Does anything say SpongeBob?
No, actually. It just looks like Wendy's.
Does anything say Krabby Patty?
No. The only thing I would question is maybe the drink, but that's mostly because it looks gross. It looks like they mixed it wrong.
Wendy's didn't fucking try. Like, they seriously didn't try. Look, there's no SpongeBob wrapping paper on the burger. There's no SpongeBob fry holder. There's no SpongeBob box. In the commercial, they showed a SpongeBob box. I didn't get no SpongeBob box. I didn't get no Goober box.
Bro, I do not feel like a damn Goober. I'm not a pressed-ass Goober.
I do not feel like a goofy-ass Goober. They literally did not try. Like, how do you not try? Look at this. That's a square patty. In the SpongeBob show, it's a circle patty. But that's a square patty. Why, Cody?
Well, maybe they were thinking because SpongeBob's pants are square, the patty should be...
Fuck off, Cody!
I don't know.
Ass! That's ass! No! Not one episode of the fucking patty square. And if they are, then I'm sorry for not being fact-checked. But swear to God, they're usually circle. Why do they not go to McDonald's? Why did SpongeBob not go to McDonald's? There's no way fuck Wendy's has more money than McDonald's.
Man, McDonald's is superior. They're the PS5 of all fast foods.
Yeah, PS5, I guess?
Yeah, PS5. Yeah. Top tier.
Okay. Well, then Wendy's is the Sega Genesis of fast food.
Yeah, Sega ass, nigga.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know if that's a bad console. Back on track. Main point is, Wendy's did not give two fucks. Wendy said, we really need money. SpongeBob, please let us fucking advertise your Krabby Patty. And this is some bum ass shit right here. This is some bum shit. You know McDonald's? They did the adult Happy Meal and they had the box and every, you know, Happy Meals? McDonald's Happy Meals? Every week they change out those fucking toys. Yeah. And you know what they could have done? If, SpongeBob would have went to McDonald's, there would have been the actual like Krabby Patty like box, and there would have been a Krusty Krab box, and there would have been a SpongeBob toy and a Squidward toy and a Patrick toy and a Mr. Krabs toy, and there probably would have been a Plankton toy. And if you got the Plankton toy, your fucking Krabby Patty was missing. That'd be so cool. Everyone be like, oh man, I hope my Krabby Patty's missing. Oh, I hope it. I want the Plankton fucking toy.
I would have definitely got it.
Man, it's so stupid. Like, and you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? There's no sesame seed bun. In the Krabby Patty formula, there's a sesame seed bun. But you know what does have a sesame seed bun? A Big Mac at McDonald's. McDonald's has all the fucking ingredients. You give it to Wendy's? What the fuck? What the fuck is this? Literally, square. No fucking wrapping, no try, no effort. I'm suing. I'm gonna sue. I'm gonna hire a lawyer, and I'm gonna fucking sue Wendy's for false advertising. There's no fucking Krabby Patty meal. You can't just fucking make a regular goddamn Day's fucking single and put mayonnaise on it and say it's a fucking Krabby Patty. It's some bullshit, Cody. It's some fucking bullshit. Say it's not.
It is bullshit.
That's some bullshit. I want to be a goofy ass fucking goober.
Yeah, me too.
I was so happy for the goober meal. This is goober my ass.
Hey there, somebody call a lawyer?
I did.
Oh, you kids enjoying some Wendy's?
Enjoying is the opposite word I'm experiencing.
Oh, what's wrong? Did you find a finger in your food or something?
I actually would have rather found a finger in my food. That would've been fucking cool. I've been like, ooh, I got the zombie meal because it's close to Halloween, but no, that's not it.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, I have a question for you. If you had to guess what we ordered from Wendy's, what would you guess?
Well, I'd say probably a number one, you know, just a Dave single, pretty standard stuff.
What would you do if I told you that this is actually the SpongeBob Krabby Patty meal?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Is it good?
Well, I mean, you look at it. I mean, do you see anything SpongeBob? Do you see any Krabby Patties?
Well, now that you mention it, no, it doesn't say anything SpongeBob on it.
That's why I want to sue Wendy's for false advertising, because apparently this is the Krabby Patty Krusty Krab Goober meal, and there's literally no SpongeBob, no nothing, and that's false advertising. That's fucked up. That is fucked up they can do that.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go on TikTok and do some research, and I'll get back to you.
Oh, I hope we have a case.
Hey, kid, so I found these videos on TikTok of people who maybe got the experience you were looking for. See, this guy's got the box and, like, a cup there. Is that what you wanted?
What? He got the Goober box! How'd you get the Goober box?
I don't know, but it does seem like a few people got it. See, he's got the fry box.
What? Joseph, look at it! He's got the Goofy Goober box!
Dude, I want the Goofy Goober box!
Wait a minute. Oh, hell no. Chef Pee-Pee ordered the wrong fucking thing. I knew he didn't order the right thing.
He's a damn idiot.
Chef Pee-Pee, get your ass in here now.
Gee, don't you ever call my name like that again or I'll beat your fuck ass.
Well, maybe I'm not a stupid-ass dumb chef like you because you definitely did not order the Krabby Patty meal, Chef Pee-Pee.
Yes, the hell I did. What are you talking about?
Well, look at these TikToks. Look, these people got the Goober box. Look, these people got the SpongeBob box. Look, that's SpongeBob's face on a box. Why are they having a Goober time? Why am I not a Goober?
I don't know. Look, I can't control what the lady hands me, okay?
Well, I just don't understand. Because you swear on your life that you ordered three Krabby Patty meals.
Yes, I did. I ordered exactly what you told me to order. Three Krabby Patty meals.
Then why the hell did they hand us these bum-ass brown bags and these people have the Goober boxes? These people have the Krabby Patty meals.
Man, I, I don't know, Junior. It's just out of my hands.
Hey, I'd just like to point out that even if they gave you the right box, that's still the product you would have gotten, and that's not a Krabby Patty.
It's not a Krabby Patty, but, you know, I would have felt a little bit better if I opened up a SpongeBob box. I could have kept the box. I could have said, oh, this is so cool. I honestly, it probably would have tasted differently if it came in a SpongeBob box, so I still want to sue.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, I hate Wendy's. I fucking hate them.
I fucking hate you.
So what is all this about?
Well, you see, I have a client in Florida that wants to sue you because he's disappointed with his Krabby Patty meal. See, he didn't get the special box or the packaging or any of that, and the burger just doesn't even look like a Krabby Patty.
I understand.
Do you mind if I butt in?
Ronald, what are you doing here?
I gave the wench the shit show. I mean, wow. Just wow. You really screwed the pooch on this one, Wendy. I mean, you had a layup with Michael freaking Jordan on your team, and you decided to shoot the half-court shot? Let me tell you how I would have
thought. Oh, here we go.
Hush. Firstly, every single meal would come with a Krusty Krab-shaped box.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Don't encourage him.
Hush. You open that shit up, and you pull out a Krabby Patty. I'm talking a double-quarter patty with cheese meal. Sesame seed bun is shit. Every meal would come with their own kelp fries. Just normal fries. Who gives a shit? And every meal would come with the diet Dr. Kelp. Dr. Pepper. And we would forget it every single time. For the joke.
Listen.
You don't know what that is.
Frosties are delicious.
Yeah, they're delicious if you like the taste of piss.
Ugh.
You tell me, what episode of SpongeBob did he ever sell a pineapple Frosty?
There isn't one.
There isn't one. And let's talk about the toys. Every McDonald's meal will come with a toy. Do you know what that is?
No.
No, she doesn't. Unless you're talking about the toys in the bedside dresser. I'm talking Mr. SpongeBob Square Box. I'm talking Squiddy, Mr. Crab, Plankton. All those toys. And if you get the Plankton meal, you don't get a burger because he stole it. And they wouldn't care. They'd be happy because they got the toy. And then they'd have to go back to McDonald's and buy another meal.
Do you see how ridiculous this is? He doesn't even know the names of the characters.
Yeah, I don't know the names of the characters. Anyway, you go talk to Nickelodeon. And you tell them when they want it done right, Daddy's right here, baby.
Please, whatever you do, go to Burger King first.
Burger King, my ass! That's all. That's all.
Listen, tell your client we're going to get these boxes and bags and everything out to our clients and our restaurants as soon as possible. So just please, don't do anything with him. Please, he's an asshole. I can't stand him.
Okay, I'll let him know. Hey, so Wendy says give them a few weeks and they might have some goober boxes.
That's going to be so stupid. Everyone else has already been a goofy goober and we didn't get any of the goofy goober boxes. Guys, post a comment if you got the SpongeBob box because we tried every fucking location near us and like even an hour away and no one had the SpongeBob box. No one. It's fucking stupid dumb. Man, Joseph, I'm hungry.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pee-Pee gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pee-Pee, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Wait, Chef Pee-Pee, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had a shiz.
It smells like ass, Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey, watch your mouth. I slaved in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're gonna turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes! My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip. Something a little more hop. That's right,
we're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. We'll never have to eat Chef Pee-Pee's gross cooking ever again.
He'll never have to lick a TV screen either.
Oh, my God. That'd be American dream to have McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my God, we'd be so fat.
Isn't this what Trump wanted? American dream?
Yeah, Trump eats McDonald's every day.
Right?
Oh, my God, if the president could eat McDonald's every day, we should eat McDonald's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Free McDonald's for life. Okay, let's get the writing. Let's make a rap song right now.
All right, let's do it, dude.
Man, oh, man, what a night. Chef Pee-Pee's cooking dinner. A new episode of Charlie and Friends is coming on. Oh, you can't ask for more than this.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Give me a bop, dude, in your booty ass.
Oh, hi guys, I'm Charlie.
And today, I'ma be spitting some bars.
So come with me, let's spit some bars.
Yeah. Charlie, you're so hilarious. That's not spitting bars. I mean, you kind of did spit bars. Candy bars. Spitting bars means rapping, silly. Who's going to tell them?
Oh, all right, Braxton, here's your food.
But what the hell is this, Chef Pee-Pee? Did you throw up my food again?
No, I told you what I was cooking. It's green mashed potatoes.
I thought you said greens in mashed potatoes, like soul food from a black woman.
No, I'm not a black woman. I'm not cooking that. I wanted to make something exotic.
Well, I'm going to be spitting out some exotic shit if I eat this.
Oh, look, a commercial.
Whoever brings me the best McDonald's wrap wins free McDonald's for life.
Do you see that, Chef Pee-Pee? Do you fucking see that? If you win this McDonald's competition, you could retire. You will never have to cook for me again. And we can eat McDonald's every day like some TLC fat bitches.
Retire? Really?
Oh, I'm gonna win the competition. I'm about to turn into Tupac resurrected in this motherfucker.
Okay, Joseph, I just sent our music video off to McDonald's. They have to pick our song.
Dude, we had the hardest bars of 2025. They're definitely gonna pick us.
Yeah, your verse was nasty. They're gonna pick our song.
All right, Brass, where's that laptop? I need to send off a music video.
Music video for what?
I shot a music video for this McDonald's contest. I'm gonna win it, and then I'm never gonna have to cook for you, Brass, ever again.
Wait, no. Me and Joseph just entered the McDonald's song thing, and we just sent our song off because we don't want your cooking ever again. We want McDonald's for the rest of our life.
There's no way that your song's better than mine. Tried.
Oh, no, we tried. Our song is crazy. Isn't that right, Joseph? Joseph.
Yeah, crazy.
Wait, where do you go sometimes, Joseph? Just doze off. Like, in the first scene, like, you just laid back and just gave up.
I should be drifting, bro. My bad.
Anyway, Chef, our song is better.
Well, show me your song then, punk.
How about you play yours first?
I ain't scared of shit. I ain't scared of my mama.
What? Yeah, Mickey D's, huh? Jeez, yeah, make a hoe drop to her knees. Bitch, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's Boston light inside my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it. Quarter pounders down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping there. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Pull up to the drive-thru, I'm about to have my way. My shawty got the hot case, who needs a breakfast plate? Third time here, still coming back today. And this lady can make up her mind, that bitch move out the way. And today been hella hot, I might get a shake. If the machine down, I might be crashing out the day. And I'm McFlurry in a hurry, to cool off my face, I heard y'all got a secret sauce. Go get it out the safe. I ain't lying, Chef Pee-Pee doesn't rap cap. Need everything on the menu, what's the snack wrap? No me chicken in the bag, I feel backstabbed. Got it for the cheap off the app, got the last laugh. Bitch, I'm loving it. A quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's Bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping in. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Bitch, I need my 10-piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need